about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
You're on the air right now, you're on.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
All right, here we go. Check it out. All right. Good times.
I'm sorry. Can you stop breathing so loud, honey? He's like, breathe quietly.
I don't know why people write letters to magazines, because it accomplishes nothing except to make me angry when I'm trying to read a magazine.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Well, I have a phoner in a couple of minutes. That's an interview on the telephone with major media outlet. I'll probably do it on my iPhone. Enjoy.
You go, sister.
Hi, this is Kristen Bell, and you're listening to the Dave the King of Mexico show.
Watch your back, my little immigrant friend.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Wow! That's a low price!
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
We want to see Japanese people. We could have gone to the zoo.
Roll another one.
Oh, my God! They killed Kenny!
Just like the other one.
We're back and we go to St. Paul, Minnesota.
This one
Hello.
Seems to be about to quit. And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine, Dick.
I will believe that, as it seems to be the truth.
Roll another one.
Why do you need me? You have the full resources of the FBI.
Just like the other one. This one seems to be about to end.
Get out of here, you flies.
I don't have another cent.
Oh, jeez. Did he just pull that out of his ass?
I think so.
But the one guy that joined.
This is such a party car.
Just pass it around. But the one guy that joined, my friend.
That's what she said.
But just pass it.
And now.
Well, the cool people haven't stormed the gates and taken us off the air. Yeah, music for NAMBLA. Think about it.
Our feature presentation.
Oh. I'd rather not.
What?
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what any of it means.
Don't look at me. I didn't select that song.
That's odd.
Hey, party people. It's finally Friday. In time for your calls for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew, toll-free number. You know how it works. You pick up the phone, give us a call, 1-800-520-1067. You get on the air, get a prize. Kevin is not wearing a striped shirt today.
Oh, my gosh.
What happened?
I don't always wear a striped shirt, just 99% of the time.
The other day he didn't, and then Mike actually peeled the label off the back of the shirt, so clearly it was brand new.
Yeah, it had XL, one of those XL things. Yeah.
Either
still
it's,
on.
Either it's brand
new. He put
new,
it on his crotch immediately.
Or, well, I mean, they have to warn people.
Or everything,
they have to know what they're getting into.
Everything else is in the laundry, apparently, if Kevin is wearing a non-striped shirt.
Yeah.
No, I bought a few extra shirts. And I don't really pick them out just by stripes, but I do tend to lean that way.
You certainly do.
I lean stripes.
Hey, before we get to your calls, our little friend Steve Carell is so funny.
He is.
Isn't he unbelievable?
He's great.
He's one of those guys you can watch in anything. It doesn't matter what he's
doesn't
in.
Matter
doesn't
what
matter
it
what
is.
He's doing.
He's always so fun to watch. And I love Paul Rudd so much. And the reason I'm thinking of both of those guys, and I love them in every movie they're in together, but is because last night was Dinner for Schmucks. We did the Dinner for Schmucks deal.
Mm-hmm.
At the World's Greatest Theater, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Forget dinner and a movie. It was a dinner, a movie, and a nap. It was so comfortable.
I just stayed for the night.
My God.
I didn't know they had places like that.
Recliners. I mean, like giant barca loungers.
Yeah, like giant reclining chairs, and then they bring you food during the movie.
And drink.
And that sounds terrible, right? Like they would be in the way, and there'd be a lot of conversation. Not. It's not.
You don't notice at all.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Great.
And if Zach Galifianakis weren't such a great actor, he would be a homeless guy. I'm convinced that that's the real guy. He's just, he's not mentally not all there. but he, the craziest stuff comes out of his mouth?
Well, see, there's another guy that it doesn't matter what role he's in, it doesn't matter what he's doing, he finds a way to make it interesting somehow. Yeah. Every time he's on screen, you can't take your eyes off him.
Well, you can't go wrong with the Dinner for Schmucks, because it is just, it's jam-packed with people that you love watching on screen.
Yeah, absolutely.
And by the way, I didn't even know, and this is another sign of a movie that surrounds itself with cast members and everybody wants to work with, I didn't even know half the people that were in that movie were in that movie. It was a big surprise to me to see, like, Jermaine...
Who was
from
great.
Flight of the Conchords, who's one of the big star in that movie. I mean, you don't even get that in the ads that you see on TV for Dinner for Schmucks, but I love that dude.
I don't know that the Flight of the Conchords was, you know, reached critical mass
oh.
here. So most people probably don't have any idea who he is.
But what a pleasant surprise for us, though, to see him show up on the screen. We're like, dude, I love Jermaine.
Yeah. Well, and I was wondering when this movie was made, if he was... as big a deal as he is now either.
I don't know. I don't know.
You know, if it was a couple of years ago.
We were, I think we may have been too excited, but we were like, we were like 110% excited, and that may have been a problem.
He was kind of hot, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Even though he was hairy and greasy and
there
obnoxious a-hole?
There was something kind of hot about him.
Really?
Even though he was clueless?
Yes.
Well, he plays a
horrible person. Yeah.
Kind of, but he kind of comes around at the end.
He never has any shirt. Never has a shirt on. And he's not exactly
with the long hair.
Oh, the greasy long hair.
He's not exactly ripped, and he's the horns did it. By the way, the horns made me.
The horns and the hooves.
I'm with you on the horns and the hooves.
And one last note, another surprise for me. If you're a Flight of the Conchords fan, is the creepy stalker chick of the Flight of the Conchords band also has a pretty big role in this movie too, and she's hilarious.
And she's great.
And she's so funny. So anyway, that's our. I know Ralph will be covering it later in the movie beat, but that's our Insta review on Dinner for Schmucks. You will enjoy the comedy of it.
Do we have that? Do we have a category of Insta review?
We do now.
All right. Time for your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067. That is the phone number. You get on the air, and we are going to give you a prize.
We're sorry. You missed first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
How much paperwork do I have in my hands?
I'm going to say 0.
How much paperwork do you see me holding?
None.
You're doing jazz hands, I know that.
I am. Something to do with auto racing, I
got it. Just for getting on the air, you get a pair of tickets to the Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing Series.
Oh, that's the best kind of oil.
August 7th and 8th at the Glen Helen Raceway, so that's what you get for getting on the air.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we go with Robert on line 1 to get us started. A frequently asked question on the Kevin and Bean Show. Robert, welcome to Friday. What it do?
What did you, nephew?
What did you?
What's going on?
Lisa, how are you doing?
I'm good.
I had a question. Actually, I needed help from Miss Cleo. I heard she had a couple of tickets on her
record. Couple? She had like 7.
Yeah.
Well, I heard she's able to get them cleared, and I had a pretty bad 6-month span.
Yeah.
I got 4.
Four and six months
is bad. I mean, that's...
But you know, 75 miles an hour. Who gets the speeding ticket?
75 is a weak ticket, but you were in a school zone, so you're backing out of your driveway. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I guess
so.
Right.
Can't say that. I can't say that.
He asked the question.
It's a
sexual
description,
though.
Is that
not true?
No.
Oh, all right.
Painfully untrue, I would say.
All right, we get this question 5 times a week from our listeners who, when they find themselves in the Miss Cleo driving situation, they go, wow, I need to find the name of that place that Miss Cleo went to. We need to put it up at KevinandBean.com so people can go there. But in the meantime, Cleo, what's your advice?
I went to the ticket clinic. They are absolutely wonderful. Their number, 800-600-1665, the ticket clinic.
Right.
They will get you out of everything.
Good luck with that.
Have fun.
Cool,
and slow the F down, all right?
Yeah. He's going 75.
And again, I'd like to point out...
Slows down, I'm honking at him.
But I know... I don't know what his other tickets were for. But if you're getting your... Once you've gotten your second ticket in 6 months, aren't you extra super special careful after that?
And
then you get your third ticket, as Robert did. And then at that point, you go, all right, seriously, I know it sucks, but letter of the law from this point on, because I have 3 tickets in 6 months.
Dude, you had a bad 6 months.
That's what he said.
He did have a bad 6 months. What are you going to do?
All right, let's try Steve, line 3, calling into the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Steve. What's going on, man?
Yo, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
So, I won the Dinner for Schmucks last night, and I met all you guys.
All right. Mm-hmm. And we were delightful, charming, and handsome.
Well, kind of. Isn't that kind of his role to say?
I just
one way or the other?
Just feed priming the pump a little bit.
Okay, and?
And so, I'm the guy who's who passed out on his wife on her 21st birthday.
Sure. By the way, way, way out of your league, your wife.
Yeah, I know.
Right? Does that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Way out of your
absolutely,
league.
Absolutely, yeah.
I know.
I wasn't just making a joke. She's way out of your league.
You got no business being with her.
All right, but go ahead. So you passed out on her 21st birthday.
So anyways, last night, I take her, I make it up. She's like, you know, it was a great night. You know, she got to meet you guys. And then I'm like, all right, I'm going to get laid tonight. We get home. She passes out on me.
Yeah. There you go. There you go.
I like her more and more.
Payback as hell.
It was a little chilly around you two.
Really?
I got to tell you, it was a little chilly. The temperature dropped about 10 degrees when you guys walked up.
Well, this was a good. This was at the just going to make you even, maybe. It wasn't going to get you over the top.
Yeah, we're not. Exactly. We weren't promising you getting laid.
Yeah. In other words, she doesn't owe you now. No. You're basically, you can be in the same room as her now and have her not throw something at you.
Mm-hmm. And the other problem, by the way, is that I was talking to him about this last night, is that it wasn't just a birthday. It was her 21st.
Right.
It's a big so, one. You know, some are more important than others. That 20, 22, true. Not quite as important as 21. And let's say good morning to Dewan.
Dewan from Los Angeles, California.
Hey, Dewan.
What's going on?
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Dewan.
How are you?
How you been, guys?
Very good. Thank you. You?
Yeah. Guess what I saw at the Hotel Cafe this past Tuesday night?
You saw...
Jessica
Stroop?
Yep, and I recognized the tattoo on her neck.
Tattoo on her neck. There,
but I didn't say nothing to her. I just looked at her.
She is like, an actress from Beverly Hills 90210, right?
No, it's 90210. I was like 30 feet away from her.
Wow. Right. But you didn't say anything.
No, because I was a little shy, because I don't want to bother her.
And frankly, you're tired of all the restraining orders.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She didn't put a restraining order on
me. No, that was a joke.
Just kidding around.
That was a joke.
Well, that's exciting. That's fun when you run into somebody, a celebrity that you admire, and you get a chance to see him in person. Huh, Dewan?
Yeah. And yesterday, I sent you guys a video on Twitter that I really want to meet the 90210 stars. Really.
Oh, you had never even mentioned that before. I didn't know that was going on.
That he wanted to meet him?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I met one of them before.
Right.
Last year.
Okay.
Ryan Echo.
Right, sure.
Dewan, what are you going to do when the sad day comes where 90210 gets canceled and is no longer on the air?
How dare
you? What are you going to have to fill your time with?
I'm going to be very sad thinking about that. I remember I watched 90210 all the time.
Sure.
Okay.
All
right.
I want the 90210 season 2 on DVD.
Well, I hope you get that. We wish you well. We got to go, Dewan, but we're glad you called and we hope you have a great weekend.
You too.
All right. Thank you, Dewan.
Bye,
Dewan.
Bye.
Bye now.
Very exciting for a young man to run into one of his favorites on TV.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin Abicho, shall we?
You go, sister.
Not your sister, but okay. We have tickets for the X Games. They started yesterday. Whoa. They continue all day today, tomorrow, Sunday. We're going to talk to Bucky Lassick. How about that?
That's great.
Very exciting. We've talked to a different athlete each day.
I drove by the X Games last night. Got to enjoy some of the traffic, but it's unbelievable how big that area is that they were able to build that stuff right there in that complex down there by Staples Center.
Yeah, the scope of it is pretty crazy.
It's crazy.
They use Nokia Live.
Yeah.
They have the event deck. It's and they closed down the street in front of Staples Center for X-Fest. It's
really cool.
Really good time this year. And also the Coliseum, which is kind of pretty close compared.
I think I'm going to be a drop-in on the rally car race.
Good luck with
that.
I
was just going to be a walk-on.
I would pay
on.
Any amount of money to have you race in that
first
race.
First time ever racing. It's going to be rally car at the Coliseum.
I double it so I can get on a skateboard and do big air.
But imagine being in the rally car racing. He'd be going like 8 miles an hour. Remember how Lightning used to talk about how he drives?
Do you happen to have a smaller car? I don't fit properly.
Hey, slow down, everyone.
I'm going to go with the Jetta. I rented a Jetta for this job. I'm going to take that in the rally car.
That's such a chick car.
Used to be. Not anymore. Boy, no. I'm telling you what. Well, we'll talk about it later.
All right.
Jetta's very impressive. Very impressive.
Yes, as a car. And you know who drives the Jetta? All women.
Okay, you could be wrong about
100%.
That. 100%. I'm just telling you. I think you're hanging on to an old image. Jetta's come a long way in recent years.
Toward being manly?
I do the research.
Sure. I don't know why, but Bean is 6'6", and he does rent the smallest car they have.
I'm surprised
he didn't get a smart car, because they're smaller. It must have been out. This Week in Rage with Adam Carolla.
Yeah!
LaQuisha will be here to tell us about last night's Jersey Shore.
Haven't talked to her in a long time.
I know.
Pretty excited about that. I don't know if you know or not, but Chelsea Clinton's getting married.
Why don't they talk about that on TV?
They have done wall-to-wall coverage on television. It's driving us out of our minds.
Someone yesterday said she's like royalty.
She's like American
no, she's
royalty.
Not.
she's the closest.
Not at all.
She's the closest we have to royalty.
Because all the Kennedys are dead?
Correct.
Now it's Chelsea?
I don't know. For some reason, man, the news has just been... There must be nothing else going on, you know, that's
Yeah.
There's no fire, so they don't have that. So then they go right to the Chelsea Clinton winning. And they would break in every 10 minutes with new news about the cake or the flowers.
Crazy.
F that whole thing. We also have a new app for you called Boink. We think you'll enjoy.
Okay. Sounds interesting.
Kind of helps you, you know, discover somebody else's sexual proclivities.
Oh.
And we have a movie beat because it's Friday, and today we're going to talk to Steve Carell.
How about that?
Who has a new movie in theaters that we haven't mentioned yet. So.
All right.
It's odd that he would have a movie we wouldn't mention, but we're going to talk to Steve Carell as well. We'll take a quick break and come back with the showbiz beat.
So I'm at the Kevin and Bean show, by the way, on a Friday. I'm at the movies last night, and I run into Mrs. Garman, who I haven't seen since she was super pregnant.
Yeah, she's right? saying she hasn't seen any of you guys since last year.
Yeah.
She's less pregnant now.
She looked like $1 million.
She has bounced back well.
I couldn't believe how fantastic she looked, and I had such a nice conversation with her, and how great little Olivia's doing, and she's telling me a little, I heard more from her than I've heard from you lately about how she's turned into a real-life baby, and she's just happy and happening, and it's just, it's all roses.
I've told you she's a real-life baby. I mentioned that.
That is true.
I brought that up before.
No, what I mean is that she now is, you know, gaining weight and looking like a kid and talking like a kid and acting like a kid. And it just sounded very exciting for you, Rob.
She
just
broke all that news to you, didn't she? Yeah, and our kid was looking like a kid and acting like a kid?
I didn't know how any of that
I
worked.
I didn't know you wanted to get that deep into Olivia's situation.
Does she look like a kid?
Had I known you were so concerned, I would have told you she looks like a kid.
Here's what I like about Bean is that I would love to hear her side of it was a great conversation.
It was a great conversation.
Bean says that. Oh, we had a great conversation. I like to hear her version.
Here's what I'm saying is when they're newborns, and especially when they're preemies, they look like little test tube monkeys or something.
Like plucked chickens.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But now she's getting into the baby stage, and I just thought it was very exciting for you guys.
She's four months old now, but developmentally, because she was 2 months premature, she's like a 2 month old.
Right.
But that's the age where babies start to, you know, focus on things and come around and smile a little bit.
But she can say, "Let's go Flyers."
Hell to the F.
Okay, good. Well, anyway, it was
only because I implanted that chip in her throat. It was pre-recorded.
It was just delightful to see the wife last night. I enjoyed very much catching up with her.
She enjoyed seeing all you guys too. So
nope.
Very kind.
I can't say one single nice thing.
You did
being
say
piled
nice
on.
Thing, and I'm being nice back.
No one's piling. It's just me.
I guess it's just Kevin. Yeah.
By the way, we have to if we have time today's show. I would like Bean to tell his airplane story.
Oh, really?
Yeah, his flight to Los Angeles. I would like him to recount that.
Did it go poorly? I've not
heard
about that.
It was the universe trying to right itself. It was cosmic justice in certain ways.
Fantastic.
So we'll have to talk about that. But in the meanwhile, let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? Big news, former Roseanne star Sarah Gilbert is out of the closet.
Yes. Wow, that is big.
Nobody could have seen that
coming
for the last 20 years.
She is a lesbian. Couldn't have seen that on Roseanne when she was 12. I'm going, look at that little lesbian. Apparently, it came up because, you know, after Comic-Con, which is one of the biggest pop culture events in the world, then for TV geeks like myself, the next event is happening right now, the Television Critics Association Press Junkets, where they get all the stars from all of the networks. Existing shows and mostly the new shows.
Right.
And they sit down and they meet with the TV journalists and critics and they do interviews.
Right.
So Sarah is part of that new lineup for that new View type show that CBS is doing.
Great.
In the afternoons. That I mentioned before with the lineup of Sarah, Julie Chen, Leah Remini, Holly Robinson Pete, Sharon Osbourne, and Marissa Jarrett Winokur.
That's a lot of people.
It is.
All talking at the same time.
It's going to be a lot of that going on. But it sounds like they cast it like an action film, like a war movie when you need one of each in the platoon in order to represent everybody.
Sure.
So you got Sarah Gilbert's the lesbian. Julie Chen is the Asian.
Hey.
Leah Remini, the Scientologist. So she'll be nutty. Holly Robinson Pete, African American.
We know that, right?
I didn't know if you knew that or not.
Yes.
Sharon Osbourne, foreigner.
Yeah, now the broad, right?
Marissa Jarrett Winokur, fat.
Oh, you're right. They have one of every
kind. They've got one of every kind. It's like one of those old World War II movies.
Except Top Blonde.
Yeah, well, what about that?
Because the rest of them wouldn't stand for it.
Exactly.
That's the only reason.
We won't have someone hot on this show.
So expect them to be picked off one by one by snipers as the show goes along. That's the only thing I can guess. Because that's what happens in those movies. Just yesterday, we were talking about American Idol and the shuffling of the judges. And Bean said, what do you think will happen to Ellen DeGeneres? Because she didn't really seem like a good fit for that show.
But she signed a
5-year.
5-year deal.
5-year deal. Today, news comes that she's gone. She's out.
Fired.
No longer at American Idol. Well, it depends on who you ask, I guess. She is saying she quit.
Right.
Other sources are saying she was given the heave-ho. According to Ellen, this is what she told Variety newspaper. She told Fox that she wasn't comfortable returning for a second season that it just didn't feel like a good fit for her, the show. I told them I wouldn't leave them in a bind, however, she says, and I would hold off on doing anything until they were able to figure out where they wanted to take the panel next. So that by the fact that she is no longer with them, and by what she says, would indicate they do have the panel in place. So in the next couple of days, apparently American Idol is doing their announcements with the Television Critics Association, so we should know more shortly about who's going to be there.
How is the show going to survive without this kind of insight from Judge Ellen DeGeneres?
That is pure, raw, natural talent. There's nothing forced, there's nothing pushed, it is just raw natural talent, and I am so glad you're here today.
I mean, what do you do without all of that? 200 words on raw talent.
Who could say that? My favorite critique was you said, you're like a green banana. Not quite ripe yet, but still.
You know what? I love bananas, and sometimes a banana is just not quite ripe, and you're like, oh, I wish it was riper, because I'd like to eat that banana right now.
She's coming on to her. That's what's happening there.
Right there.
I don't blame her for not wanting to be on the show without Simon, by the way.
He eats the banana.
No, it's falling apart.
Cara DioGuardi, by the way, supposedly also booted.
Oh, no, what
fired.
Are you going to do?
Yeah.
they're
going to put her out to stud. They're going to put her back in her stall. And she will no longer be running at Pimlico. If that track is even open.
I don't know what that
it
word
is.
It is.
It's a racetrack. Kevin. Yeah.
How
race
do you know that Pimlico is open?
Because it's where the Preakness is every year.
That's a big racetrack.
It's probably one of the three or four most famous racetracks in America.
Dude, lame.
So here's your list of potential American Idol judges. P. Diddy.
Oh, please, yes.
He told George Lopez that they asked him, and he initially wasn't interested. Then he found out what the salary was, and now he's interested.
No. Doesn't he have a ton of dough?
Yeah, he's also got six kids.
Oh, I can't wait to hear him talk about himself each time. Every single time he critiques somebody, he's going to talk about himself.
Yeah.
That's a potential. Justin Timberlake. Elton John, Bret Michaels, Harry Connick Jr.'s names have all been mentioned. However, People Magazine says today Jennifer Lopez has closed the deal to become one of the judges on American Idol.
I do not see that at all.
Take all these rumors for what they're worth, but we should know in a couple days what's going on.
Ralph, I don't know if you know anything about it, but I heard the name...
Gene Simmons is here. What's up, Gene? Oh, I'm sorry.
I heard the name Courtney Love thrown around.
Well, whoever threw that, I hope no one catches it.
Courtney was throwing it.
Maybe, but I was thinking, as far as fitting the Paula role, that's...
Yeah, but they need someone who's going to show up.
That's right, just exactly. What I was going
to
say.
That would make it more interesting. Studio. Like, what's going to happen? Is she going to be there?
Empty chair in the middle of the panel table.
And then, three quarters of the way through, she show up and demand everybody...
She falls out of the ceiling. She's been climbing up in the lighting rig and the rafters.
I would watch if she were a judge. Because you never know.
I believe Jennifer Lopez will do it, by the way.
I think she will, too.
And here's why. Because as opposed to a lot of the names on your list, the Justin Timberlake, the Elton John, people like that, she needs it. Her career is a disaster right now.
Her movie and her record career are over. And she has twins at home. And I'm sure she would like a gig where she could stay home and make a lot of money and not have to travel and tour and go on location to shoot movies and whatnot.
So they don't travel to any of the cities, these judges.
Well, these judges won't because they're already in the midst of auditions.
I mean, normally, do they?
Normally they do,
yeah.
But these guys haven't been hired yet.
Right. But it's like a 10-day tour. It's not a big deal. You spend one day in each city. You know,
But the rest of the, as you're saying, she'd live in L.A. where she has a home. And she works 2 days a week in the afternoon.
And she's hot.
Great schedule.
I'm good with that.
So we'll see if People's right or not later this week. I guess we'll find out the final lineup. Here's today's celebrity birthdays. The governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, is 63 years old today. Speaking of California, what the F were those people protesting about yesterday when I couldn't get home? And
what do you
think? And sitting in the middle of my intersection Highland and Wilshire.
I'm guessing it's the, hey, he's Mexican, get him law.
Right, but here's the thing. You won. The judge in Arizona said, let's hold off on this. Let's let this go to court because we really need to take a look at this law. So we're not going to put the most intense parts of this law are not going to be enacted
today. No, Ralph, you don't understand. The way to protest something that you don't enjoy in another state is to block an intersection in this state.
That was my second
point. By chaining 200 people together.
It's Arizona.
Go to Phoenix and chain yourself together.
The protest group is called We Are Arizona. You know what? We're not. We're not Arizona. That was my protest group. As I was honking my horn, I couldn't get through the effing intersection because they had chained themselves together.
Were you chanting that as well?
I said, we're not Arizona. Get the F out of my way. Oh, if I had a monster truck, they'd all be pavement pizza.
Where was Sheriff Joe with his immigration sweep?
He was busy in Arizona doing
I mean,
that.
He's Mexican, get him. That's the name of the law.
I know.
That's not the name
but
of the law.
But I don't know why they were complaining in California. I still don't.
Because it was more convenient to where they live.
I'd like to protest close to home. Anyway, stop it, you people. It's as if they had a protest planned, and then they went, what? The law didn't get passed? Well, we got all these donuts. We might as well just go down there anyway.
A lot of handcuffs.
I went to Ace Hardware and got all this length of chain. What am I going to do with that? Lawrence Fishburne is 49 years old today. Lisa Kudrow is 47.
What?
Phoebe from Friends is 47. It's pretty good for 47.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Vivica A. Fox is 46.
Oh.
Terry Crews from the upcoming Expendables and from Everybody Hates Chris.
As is Governor Schwarzenegger,
by the
way,
right.
Expendables actor.
Look at that. He's 42 today. Did Mike, how big's his penis?
It's it defies physics.
Yeah.
It's so big.
Mike can't mention Terry Crews without talking about the size of his unit.
I was just going to say, did you guys hear him yell so buff from the background?
Yes.
He loves some Terry Crews.
Well, stop it.
Awesome.
Simon Baker, The Mentalist.
Huge penis.
Like him.
41 years old today. Director Christopher Nolan, who's enjoying so much success with Inception, is 40. Christine Taylor from the Brady Bunch movie. Oh. She played Marsha in that. She's also Mrs. Ben Stiller. She's 39. Hilary Swank is 36 years old.
Bell? No Bell.
No.
I don't think so.
No bells, please. Jamie Presley's 33 years
Bell.
Old today.
Oh, yeah.
And Yvonne Strahovski from Chuck. Celebrates her 28th birthday today. A lot of hot chicks were born today. Mm-hmm. Good work, people 9 months and many years ago. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I'm feeling kind of bad because it's been 20 minutes since I've gotten any kind of Chelsea Clinton update. Is the wedding still happening this weekend, or what's going on with that?
Oh, God, please.
What kind of cake are they getting?
It's a gluten-free cake. She is a vegan. I've heard, though, that Bill demands there be at least some grass-fed cattle.
Well, Bill wants meat everywhere he goes. You know that.
Sure.
So, anyway, we got the update on Chelsea Clinton Wedding Watch 2010 coming up here on the Kevin Bean Show. First, though, how about a new internet roundup?
Yeehaw! Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's internet roundup.
You go to kevinandbean.com. We have a bunch of links there. You can watch the videos. We put up a bunch. We can play some audio from some of them. Others are more visual, like the best soccer celebration.
It is the best soccer celebration ever.
And there's a lot. You know, when guys score goals, it's such a big deal because there are no goals scored.
Right.
In soccer.
One, maybe.
Right. So they go crazy. Some people do flips. Other people run around. They jump on each other. This particular one, they have a whole scene choreographed.
You would, fishing. You would love this so much, Lisa. It's like a Broadway play.
It's just ridiculous.
I'm
excited. They have a guy like he's casting out a line to fish to drag another guy in, and then they pick it up and hold it up over their heads.
Yeah,
like
the guy's
showing
slapping
a photo
around like a fish. It's like,
that's great.
It's an Icelandic soccer team. It's hilarious.
Well, they spend more time practicing shooting and less time with that. Also, there's a video compilation of dads catching foul balls while holding their babies.
Oh, my God.
That's good, because that's not dangerous. And there's a guy getting knocked out by a 7-pound dildo. But the ones that we have audio for, one is a French bulldog DJ.
Oh, I love him so much.
The French bulldog has his paw on the record and is scratching. From what I can tell, he's really doing it.
Yeah!
Right?
He is really doing
it. It's not one of those things where the keyboard cat or whatever, where the guy has his hand behind, up its ass
He's got his paw, and unless there's somebody out of camera range
Could
moving
be.
The record, but it looks like he's got his paw, and he's going back and forth and doing the Beastie Boys scratch. It's hilarious.
We also have Hedo Rick is the guy's name. How old would you say he is? 50?
Oh, more.
Yeah.
60? In his 60s.
Wears a Speedo and goes to hedonism.
Oh, that can't be good.
Yeah, which is basically a place where it's an all-inclusive type resort where it's clothing optional.
Yeah.
It's an orgy, basically. It's
it
a
is.
Sponsored orgy is what it is.
And this dude, you have to see to believe, because when I'm going to play a little of the interview, which is this.
What brings you to hedonism that many times?
The wild women. The wild women. The ripping and the tearing. The ripping and the tearing.
So he says the...
Ew.
Twice.
Already I'm ew.
The wild women. The wild women.
And why does he say both of them twice? The ripping and the tearing.
I don't know, but the ripping and the tearing, Lisa, especially for you, can't be good.
Ripping and tearing is not
it's
what
not
I'm
a positive,
looking for.
Right?
Never good.
No, but he's talking about kicking ass, I think. I don't know. Ripping and tearing?
Yeah, he ain't holding the Les Paul or anything.
But then he starts dancing.
See, this is...
And watching this 60-year-old gyrate is one of the funniest things you'll see.
In a Speedo?
It really is good. It really is good.
Okay.
Again, then we're talking about the Internet Roundup, KevinAndBean.com, if you want to see all these videos.
Then there's the reporter who slams into the skateboarding kid. Here's a reporter. There's a half pipe, and he wants to go interview a hippie that's on the other side. He's a giant, fat reporter. So he takes – there are a bunch of kids going back and forth. So he takes a breath, and then he runs to try and get across and levels a kid. I mean, just plants him into the ramp.
This is like human Frogger trying not to get hit by – oh, gosh. Are you okay? All right. Sorry.
A little bit.
All right.
Yeah, so – and I mean, and the reporter, by the way, bites it pretty hard as well. But then he doesn't even do the interview. He grabs a kid and he takes him over and he tries to get him some medical help.
Don't sue me.
I'm going to throw it back to you guys in the studio. I got to get this guy some help. Then there's another reporter. This one is in Portland and they're doing the Do Action Sports Tour. And she's trying to show how she's learned to do an ollie on a skateboard.
Uh-oh.
And she bites it.
Hey, I've actually been practicing my ollie. You guys want to see? I've been practicing hard. Okay. Oh no.
I don't know why, but my sense of humor, nothing tops people falling. It just is awesome. So she just completely bites it, and she's semi-hot.
Yeah.
There's some people in Yellowstone Park that get attacked by a buffalo. Well, the buffalo's just trying to mind its own business. They're tracking it.
Oh, okay.
They're chasing after a buffalo.
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake.
And then the buffalo goes, oh, hell no, and then turns the tables on.
Look at a shot of Donald getting gored by the buffalo.
And they interview her after the attack, and you see what the buffalo did to her leg, and it's gnarly.
That's so funny. What a dumbass.
What a dumbass, indeed. Hey, stay in the car if the buffalo is nearby, all right?
Here's one where there's a pilot who is flying one of those small Cessna, you know, sized planes where you can have like a pilot and a co-pilot, maybe two people in the back. And the guy in the back doesn't know it, but the pilot is playing a prank on him. And the pilot falls asleep, slumps over, and falls asleep, and the engine stops, and the plane just starts heading for the ground. Listen to the guy in the backseat.
Patrick! Ah, get out! Ah, Patrick! Yes! Ah, 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 ah.
He totally freaks out.
With you?
And then the guy, the pilot, just turns around with a smile and goes, I'm here. I got it.
I think I would kill him.
Oh, it was such a great prank.
That is one of the greatest pranks of all time.
You would have wet your pants by then.
And then Steve Carell and Zach Galifianakis.
There
you can
we
see
go.
This
there
on
it is.
Funny or Die. It's Between Two Ferns. It's a series that Zach Galifianakis hosts, and he has Steve Carell on.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to meet you. You know, I hear the camera adds 10 pounds.
Now, what happens here is that Zach Galifianakis acts like he doesn't know anyone. He's a dumb interviewer, so Steve Carell goes on the offensive.
Looks like you've eaten 5 cameras. I've watched your show. I know what you do. Oh, I got you confused. I got you confused with the good one, right? Oh, no, I didn't mean your office. I meant the good one. And scene.
All right, listen, Steve, I'm not here to... I'm not going to do the insults like I usually do.
Oh,
but yes. I'm not going to say your character on Despicable Me. I hear that they were going to base the nose of the character on your nose, but decided to go for something less cartoonish.
Okay.
I'm not going to say that.
The whole thing is fantastic. And we're going to talk to Steve Carell a little bit later about it. But that is one of the funniest things, too. You go to KevinAndBean.com and the Internet Round.
Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
K-Rock,
he's an alien. Get him.
That's a different
kind.
Oh. Yeah. It's the world famous K-Rock at 6:28.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, big show today, including Steve Carell on the program coming up later on. Also, there's a new app so that you can get your sexual compatibility going. You know, if you meet somebody in a bar, you put your iPhones together, it tells you whether you guys should be leaving the bar and heading immediately to a hotel.
Wow.
Pretty useful doing a lot of the legwork for you because you find out if somebody else is into the rusty trombone or whatever they've got.
So if you say rusty trombone and they say rusty trombone, it just says take her to bed right now?
Exactly.
And it says on hers, take him to bed
exactly.
Right now?
Exactly. That's
wow,
exactly
nice.
How it works.
All right.
Also, LaQuisha, the return of LaQuisha, reviewing last night's premiere of Jersey Shore, and we'll give away some more tickets for X Game 16. First, though, we love hearing from you via the email. You can go to KevinAndBean.com, get all of our email addresses. This is a great one from a fellow radio broadcaster at the Mighty Chum in Canada.
Oh, the Chum is good.
Pat writes in, listening to yesterday's podcast and the story about the guy who wants to get Ralph's face tattooed on him, which, by the way, I think is happening.
Yeah.
I think we did everything we could to talk him out of it, but he is going to come in. He's going to get Ralph's face tattooed
on him. He's committed to it.
He is committed, right. I've got another example of why this is a bad idea. I once worked at a radio station called The Bear, and we had a diehard listener who wanted to get our Bear Paw logo tattooed on the back of his head. We told him it was a bad idea.
Back of his head?
Repeatedly.
Well, you can grow the hair.
You can grow your hair, right. Yeah. We told him many times it was a bad idea, but he insisted he went and did it. The problem was, and one of the reasons we tried so hard to talk him out of it, is we knew that the station was changing formats and names any day now.
Nice.
We had a non-disclosure agreement in place. We couldn't tell anyone. So, sure enough, he gets the tattoo.
A few weeks
later, the station changes names. The first call we got on relaunch day was him going, "Hey, guys, what the F?"
And where's the laser removal center?
Oh,
I totally
man.
Agree with you guys. Please talk about it. It's just a bad idea, Pat. So, look, we tried, but what are we going to do?
We're on the same page as Perla, because Perla writes, and Bean just mentioned a second ago, "I miss LaQuisha. You should have her recap the Jersey Shore episodes."
Hey, great idea.
How about that?
Several emails about that.
That's a great idea. We'll do that later today.
"Dear Kevin and Bean, I was on your show last year when I was on house arrest for 73 days for a DUI. You had a call-in topic to help me find things to do while I was stuck at
home."
That's
right.
You remember that guy,
Andy?
Yeah. He was hilarious, too. "Well, thankfully, I made it through it. But as much fun as it was, I felt like I was missing out on the full experience of jail. So I decided to go ahead and get my third DUI back in December."
Oh.
"Well, I'm getting sentenced and taken into custody on August the 2nd. I thought it might be a good idea to let the listeners, who are mostly convicts anyway, let's face it, let me know what I should expect when I head to the pokey in a few weeks. By the way, I think this is a great idea to have Andy on and then have other listeners call and give him some tips on how to survive jail, right?"
Sure.
I know Bean thought house arrest sounded cool, but I think jail is more up Psycho Mike's alley, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. So that's from Andy. So his being taken to jail is coming up in just, well, that's next week, isn't
it?
August 2nd. So we may have to do this for him right before he goes in.
Dumbass.
I know.
Yeah. Really? Right. Shoot, we're running so late. Listen, I got to get this one in. Did you guys totally overlook the Double Rainbow Guy remix?
No,
because
it
seems like it needs to get played on your show.
It couldn't be more awesome. I do know that.
We haven't ignored it, but we also haven't given it its just due.
We haven't beaten it into the ground.
We've only played it like twice. I mean, this song is so good, and you can find it on iTunes. The Double Rainbow Guy Auto Tune Remix.
Whoa, that's a full rainbow all the way. Double rainbow, oh my god, double rainbow, it's a double rainbow all the way, damn, it's a double rainbow all the way, damn, oh my god, what does this mean, it's so bright, so vivid, double rainbow, it's so dense, dense, what does this mean, it starts even looks like a triple rainbow, that's a whole rainbow now, double rainbow. Rainbow I've ever seen.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday. How about Foo Fighters on the way? Also, the Dirty Heads and Smashing Pumpkins covering Fleetwood Mac, which was an odd choice at the time, and has not gotten any less odd as the years have gone by, but that's all on the way right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Actor Steve Carell, next hour, joins us as well.
We occasionally have the TV on here in the studio, and sometimes it's on the Today Show. And the Today Show this week has been Chelsea Clinton Wedding Watch 2010.
One's ever gotten married before, Kevin.
Right.
Don't you understand that?
It's unbelievable. And every time I look up, they're doing another story with another angle on this wedding.
We haven't heard about Chelsea?
No.
Right. In 5 years.
No, and who cares?
Okay. And all of a sudden, she's getting married, and it's the biggest story in the world.
But that's an excellent point, because it's not like it's Katy Perry or somebody who is hot and popular right now. It's somebody who we haven't thought about in 15 years. Like, why do we care that she's getting married now?
She, according to all of the news reports, repeatedly is royalty.
She's our royalty.
They use the word royalty.
I didn't vote.
100 times. Doesn't matter.
It's ridiculous.
So here are a few highlights.
29 years ago today, the world watched as Prince Charles and Lady Diana had a lavish royal wedding. This morning, final preparations are underway for the closest thing we have to a royal marriage here in the U.S., the marriage of any child of a president or a former president.
So where will the bride, Chelsea Clinton, be on her final night as a single woman? And what will the flowers look like?
Oh, what would the flowers look like? I'm telling you, that's the kind of stuff they do. This is equal to Princess Diana.
You know what? If this is as close to royalty as we get, let's just let go of the idea of us having any royalty.
Yeah, I agree.
All.
No, let's send her into a Paris tunnel. Let's do that. But here's the thing, though, is that are there any, you know, bigger weddings in the last, say, 10 years?
It's being called the wedding of the decade, an exclusive affair for Chelsea Clinton and Mark Mizvinsky in Rhinebeck, New York.
I think it's going to be a very understated, elegant, but befitting a royal wedding for the U.S.
Hey,
shut up!
I'm not joking. I cut out 100 royal mentions.
Guys, how can it be understated if it's costing $2 million or more by most estimates with an $11,000 cake? How can that be an understated wedding?
Where do people go, Bean, would you imagine, when they show up for the wedding?
Hmm. We've heard that there's going to be one kind of main office where when people get to Rhinebeck, they will check in, and then they'll be told from there where their hotel will be and where they'll stay.
Okay, so you got that.
Okay, that's the kind of detail I need if there's a nuclear bomb about to go off and you're telling me how to evacuate the city. That's the kind of detail I need on where to go and what to do and who to check in with. Not on Chelsea Clinton's wedding.
I wonder who designed the flowers.
Once inside, guests can expect flowers by designer Jeff Latham.
He's known to do everything from, you know, Madonna to, you know, lots of other celebs.
I love it. Madonna's the only one she could think of.
To others.
To other ones.
Lisa, if your sister were getting married, would you care who made the flowers?
God, no.
Your own sister, right?
I don't care.
Why do we care about Chelsea Clinton's flowers?
Don't.
We do. First of all, and second of all, what do you think the porta potties are going to be like?
TMZ is reporting the Clintons will even bring in swanky $15,000 porta potties.
Thank God.
Oh, God. So the friends of the royalty can pee but it's in nice places.
Yeah. It's probably going to be like helicopters and stuff overhead.
Meanwhile, to keep the paparazzi from taking pictures from above, the FAA is actually enforcing a no-fly zone over Rhinebeck, New York on Saturday from 3 p.m. until Sunday, 3:30 a.m.
Oh, kill me now.
Every one of these clips is like one line from a full report. Just so you know.
It seems like more than half their coverage, even yesterday, was about this wedding coming up this weekend.
What about President Obama?
And also, as for President Obama, we are told this morning, late confirmation, that he is not coming because he, quote, was not invited to the wedding.
Let's talk about all the people who aren't coming. That's interesting.
Late confirmation. Breaking news. He's not coming.
I have a lot more that I'll sprinkle throughout the show because it's very, very important, apparently.
Oh,
but this
man.
Is the last one I want to play for you now.
As of this morning, what do we know for sure? Well, we know for sure that Chelsea is going to be a beautiful bride.
No.
I hope she backs out at the last minute.
I do, too.
That'd be the best.
That's all we know for sure.
Is that she'll be a beautiful bride.
Is that she's going to be beautiful.
Why? Is she hiring a body? If you follow Foo Fighters on Twitter, by the way, you've seen a lot of pictures lately of them in studio working on a new record. It seems like it's been forever since we've had new Foo Fighters. I'm very, very excited about that because I love that band. So, hey, Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat on the Kevin Bean Show. What's going on?
Hey, what's up? Just last hour, we were talking about the possibilities for new American Idol judges. You've probably heard by now that Ellen DeGeneres is no longer going to be a judge on the program.
Quitter.
She claims she quit. Other sources say American Idol producers asked her to leave. Either way, she will not be one of the judges this year. And also, it looks like Cara DioGuardi will also no longer be a judge. They had to lead her out of the studio with sugar cubes and a bag of oats. That's how they got her to leave.
Very sad.
Ate an apple right on my hand. So cool. Anyway, who's going to be the replacement judges? Well, apparently they're going to go back to a three-judge system. So we know at least Randy Jackson will probably be in place because he's got a year left on his contract.
Well, he has so much to offer as
he does.
A judge.
He says dog a lot.
Dog, pitchy.
Yeah.
He gives us
not
that.
Feeling it.
Not your best. Not feeling it. You know I'm a big fan. You get all that. But for the other two seats, these are the names being bandied about. Justin Timberlake, Elton John, Bret Michaels, Harry Connick Jr., Sean P. Diddy, Puff Daddy Combs, Jennifer Lopez, and now we hear from Aerosmith, Steven Tyler.
Steven Tyler.
is a potential judge on American
Idol. Is he giving up on any rock credibility? Did he decide once he started doing Disney movies that that was out?
Yeah, I think that was a long time ago.
Wasn't that the band where they said they wanted a new lead singer and then...
They asked Adam Lambert. No, that was Queen asked Adam Lambert.
But didn't they have a big fallout?
They did.
And then he came back and said, I'm the lead singer.
Yeah, and then they brought him back and it was all very exciting. And
but now he has so many health problems now, it's hard for him to even tour as a member of Aerosmith anymore.
Yeah. So maybe this is his retirement
plan. I mean, he's got a lot of personality.
He does.
But I would think a guy like him would hate 99% of the music on that show.
Of course. Any right-thinking American does.
Steven Tyler, though, can you imagine him sitting there watching some teenager doing a Kesha song? How does he want to spend his time doing that?
I got the sense always Simon Cowell hated 90% of the music they did on that show, too. So I don't know. I like Tyler. I think he's funny. I think he's got a personality.
Yeah, it's not a terrible choice.
I'd like to suggest that I would watch the show if Amy Winehouse were a judge.
Now you're talking. Looks like Lindsay Lohan could be out of jail as early as Sunday.
Oh.
PeopleMagazine.com reports that the court still would like her to go directly to rehab upon getting released from Lynwood Correctional Facility. However, the family is asking for 48 hours instead of 24 so that she can spend some quality time with her family.
That's so Dad can sing his song?
Yeah, he can sing his song.
Serenader.
And Mom can talk about how poorly she's being treated. I don't know if you've heard or not, but this is my favorite quote ever. Let me if I can just find the story. Dina Lohan tells newspapers that her daughter is being treated, and I quote, like a common criminal.
Really?
How dare they?
Wait a minute.
Isn't she?
Wait a minute. She's in jail.
Wow. That's the point, yeah.
Why are they treating her like a prisoner, Ralph?
She doesn't have cell phone privileges. That's absurd, says Dina Lohan.
Oh, man.
She's the worst. She's the worst mom ever.
This is why your daughter's in prison, Dina.
She can't exactly. see it.
Because you made her believe that she's better than everyone else, and in fact, she's less than everyone else.
Yeah, the rest of us haven't gone to jail. We've managed to work within the line.
And those that do go to jail, don't expect anything other than to be locked up.
Right, you don't expect a cell phone.
No.
She doesn't even have a pillow to sleep on.
Oh, like all the other prisoners in the same jail?
Yes. I have to talk to her through glass.
Oh, you're kidding. What? She can't come and go as she pleases?
Have you never watched an episode of Law and Order? There's a phone, and we put her on speaker, but I can't even hug my daughter.
Oh, that's outrageous.
She's treated like a common criminal.
What?
That's amazing.
I just want to slap her.
Does she understand that she's in jail because she broke the law?
I guess
not. I don't think so.
Here's great news. Apparently, some of the female gang members in jail are ticked off that they're being upstaged, in quotes, by Lindsay Lohan, that she's getting a lot of attention from the other inmates. It's taken away from their cred. Less people are paying attention to them as rightful kings of the exercise yard.
Okay.
So now, according to In Touch Weekly, certain high up members of female gangs are itching to be known as the girl who decked Lindsay and are looking to punch her.
Hell yes.
That would raise your street cred if you knocked out Lindsay Lohan, wouldn't it?
Probably would.
Sure. Yeah.
Then you'd have Dina all over you.
Open up some cartel with that kind of reputation. Rumor has it, by the way, Lindsay's still crying day and night. So there's an upside to all of this. Treated like a common criminal. How dare
they? Outrageous.
Sounds pretty outrageous.
Don't believe the rumors that Troy Aikman of the Dallas Cowboys is going to be competing on Dancing with the Stars. He told a cameraman for TMZ.com that that's what he was going to do. Apparently, he was just kidding, and he had to tweet yesterday that it was not going to happen. He put the rumor to rest by saying it will interfere with his auditions for American Idol. That's actually what he did, by the way. It's a pretty good joke.
That's funny.
I wish I'd come up with that. Apparently, the situation, though, is lobbying hard for a slot on Dancing with the Stars. So maybe we'll see him.
They would do that.
They would take that in a second.
I absolutely think they would.
I'm shocked at that only because you have to have some talent to be on Dancing with the Stars. I didn't think situation had
Have you ever watched Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, but don't you have to know how to dance?
Adam Carolla was on Dancing with the Stars.
There's the Carolla factor.
They start from scratch.
There's a lot of people who don't know how to dance who end up on that show. Yeah. Situation.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Arnold Schwarzenegger is 63 years old today. Lawrence Fishburne turns 49. Lisa Kudrow's 47. Vivica A. Fox turns 46. Terry Crews,
from Everybody Hates Chris, and of course the upcoming Expendables movie. He is 42. Mike, anything uniquely large about that man?
His giant Nubian dong.
Yeah. It's a good band.
We don't have time here, but Mike actually stopped him in the locker room to discuss his penis with him.
I know.
Has that ever happened to you, first of all, nor would you ever be able to do that to another man?
No. And no.
I don't have any interest in another man's junk. That's why. That's the difference between me and Mike.
Look, he was going to trip over it. He had no choice.
People who excel in any given field, I appreciate them. That's all.
Yeah.
I don't think he really worked on it. I don't think he achieved that. It was probably just a genetic anomaly.
God chiseled that for us.
For us.
For you.
Isn't Mike with his super tiny wiener next to Terry Crews? Isn't that like matter and antimatter? Like, how could that exist in the same plane?
Yeah. I think Terry Crews absorbed Mike into him. Actually, Mike probably absorbed Terry Crews into him, now that I think about it. Oh. Simon world. Baker's 41 years old today. He's the mentalist. He can read your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Love that show.
He can plant eggs inside your brain.
I don't think that's what he does.
Like Zach.
Oh, no, that was Steve Carell in the movie last night.
Yeah.
Christopher Nolan's 40. Tom Green is 39. Tom Green, whatever the hell happened to Tom Green?
Internet show now.
Really?
Yeah.
Just as good.
It's easier to avoid.
Yeah.
Hillary Swank is 36 years old. Jamie Presley's 33. And Yvonne Strahovski.
Oh, my God.
She's on Chuck, and she's delicious. She's 28. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 10 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Actor Steve Carell joins us later this hour here on The Kevin and Bean Show, and Bucky Lassick next hour talking about X Games 16, which is where you're heading today, Kevin.
Yes.
I bet.
All day.
Speaking of the Kevin, Mrs. Kevin joins us in studio. How are you, Melissa? Good to see you again, my dear.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
I went to the movies with Melissa last night, by the way.
So did I.
Tried to get the popcorn trick going. She wouldn't have any of it.
Did you go movie with it. You guys?
I did. Oh, you should have been there. It was fun. Melissa's here for her annual visit to bring us all down.
Fiend. Come on.
Just when we think the world's looking up, Melissa comes in and is Debbie Downer. Oh, the kids don't have backpacks. What are you going to do about it? What's going on with your very successful Friends and Helpers charity?
The reasons that Friends and Helpers is so successful is because of our fabulous K-Rock listeners, which, you know, I can't thank enough. But we are working on back to school, and we're doing backpacks, and it's coming up really fast.
Let me just set this up by saying it's a charity that Melissa began, and I, but mainly her, for abused women and children. And most of the time, these abused women and children have to literally flee their home. They have to leave in the middle of the night with nothing. They don't have anywhere to stay. They go to shelters. They have no money. So when it's back to school time, it's embarrassing for these kids because they don't have backpacks. They don't have...
That's awful.
They don't even have a pencil.
They don't have paper, and they have to kind of try to hide all the ugliness in their personal life from their friends at school.
Yeah.
So we're putting together 3,000 this year, right?
3,000. And backpacks. Actually, our request has never been higher than it is this year. So we really, really need help. And we need backpacks desperately. I know somewhere out there in K-Rock land, there's got to be somebody who's a backpack person or a backpack manufacturer. Or you can go on friendsandhelpers.org and you can sponsor a backpack, which would be great.
Go to kevinandbean.com. There's a yes. site there, and there's two different ways to do it. We're trying to make it as easy as possible. One, you can go to the website and donate with a credit card.
Okay.
The other, this year, you can actually text.
Oh, wow.
To a number, 27138. You text backpack and then whatever number you want to donate.
Oh, that's cool.
And then it'll call you back and say, we just are making sure you want to donate this amount. And then you just press pound or whatever, and that's all you have to do.
Because you K-Rockers like to text.
It's
so.
27138.
That is so smart.
And that's also at kevinandbean.com if you want to find that. Yeah.
So the backpack, and I'm glad you brought this up, Melissa, is one of those we take it for granted that everyone has a backpack
Absolutely.
And everybody has a pencil and a piece of paper to take to school. But there literally are people who don't even have that to show up on the first day of school.
They don't. And, you know, teachers give out mandatory lists, and people don't realize this. So these kids go home, and they have these lists, and they don't have the items. So it's up to us to find them for them. And, you know, you can donate $5 and we can get a ton of items for the backpacks. And if you're really busy, you can drop your items off at Pete's Coffee and Tea, who are wonderful, or Floyd's 99 Barbershop. They have bins too.
Oh, that's great.
And, we'll come to you. You can email us. You know, there's so many ways that you can help. And, you know, we understand that it's a weird economy and it's a weird time, but you can help in a million different ways. You know, maybe you're the kind, maybe you work at an office and they, you can steal office supplies really easy.
Yeah, like steal all the paper and pens.
You know?
Risk getting fired for us. That's what we're saying.
No, we need you. We need your help.
How realistic, Melissa, is 3,000 backpacks to put together before school?
It's not realistic at all, and she'll somehow make it happen.
Okay.
I mean, really, it's a lot of backpacks. Yeah, a lot of
materials. Yeah.
Well, but you know what? I have you guys, which I'm really grateful for, and the listeners. And I think that the texting will be really great because it will only take you 3 minutes, and you can really make a difference. And you have to remember that with Friends and Helpers, and I know that a lot of longtime listeners have heard me say this, it is direct response. So if you do something, if you buy a pack of pencils, if you sponsor a backpack, if you text a donation, it goes directly to the cause. It goes to a person.
100%.
No administration cost.
That's one of the things, that is the thing I'm the most proud of, is that the IRS tells you if you run a charity, this is a legal IRS charity, that 5% of the proceeds that you raise have to go to the cost.
That's it.
95% can be overhead.
Yes. And
crazy, right?
Like people's ridiculous salaries.
Right.
And stuff,
right. So we don't have any salaries. We have people who donate their time that are on the board and they work endlessly.
And they're amazing.
How
and
do we know you're not going to give away 50 backpacks and keep the rest? How do we know you're not going to have 2,950 backpacks in your house?
Because we don't have any room in our house because we're already filling up with trying to collect stuff now.
I don't need more than 2,000 backpacks.
No, guys,
just personally. But also, this is I just want to say this too. This is one of the things that's so disruptive about abuse is that moms can't take care of their kids. They just want their kids to go to school on the first day of school and just not have to explain, have stuff.
Yeah.
And they're
powerless.
It's very
hard on the kids. And, you know, the kids, you know, I know I've said this to you guys before, but I was abused in my first marriage. It's very hard to get over. And it's
hey, you're
very
abused in this marriage, just not physically.
How dare you?
By the way, by all of you. So I think that in itself is group counseling that I need. But
so you know what you're talking about.
I know what I'm talking about. And when you're a teenager or a little kid going to school, you just want to fit in. And to have your backpack and it be nifty and new and have all your stuff in it is so important. You don't want to be separated because you're already feeling separated. Yeah. And it also helps your mothers feel good about themselves.
Trying to hide like what's going on because it's ugly,
right?
And what you've seen. You don't want any of your friends to see it. And it's just brutal.
Well, you can get all the information. We'll give you two easy-to-remember sites. One is the charity website itself, friendsandhelpers.org. You can go there for information. Or go right to kevinandme.com. And you just put up a new post right on the top of kevinandme.com that gives you both easy ways where you can stop by to make your donations if you want to text, if you want to pay by credit card. It's all linked right through kevinandme.com.
You can donate money or you can donate a backpack full.
And if you have any of the items or anything, shoot me an email and we can talk and we'll appreciate any and all help that we can get. And we are a 501c3, so it is tax deductible. But I know you all have good hearts anyway, but it is just so you know that you can write it off
so
as
friends,
well.
Friendsandhelpers.org, also .com, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Both, yeah, both. Lamb, both
right. And you don't call me Lamb on the air. And you can donate by text, 27138.
Boy, is Linus going to be busy putting all these backpacks together. Just picture what that poor dude's weekend is like.
I know. But you know what? We're all out there. We all do it. We make our kids do it. And we also encourage people to have their kids help as well. Because you know what? We've got to change the world. We've got to teach kids as well. Because look what happened to Bean.
Hey,
right,
I'm right here.
To happen again. Yeah.
Hey, I can hear you guys.
Happening. We don't need another Bean, right?
Exactly.
All right, this is Kevin.
Going.
Thank you very much for coming in. Good luck.
Thanks for having me.
Go to kevinandbean.com for more.
Steve Carell joins us to talk about his new film, Dinner for Schmucks, which we saw last night. And thanks again to the Kevin and Bean listeners who came out and made that such a fun time. We'll talk to Steve on the way here on the Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday. Here my whole thing, Kevin. A lot of times, you know, I'm a playa, and I'm out, and I'm out hoeing, and I'll meet a chick, and I'll think, wow, what, Lisa? It's not inconceivable that I would be out hoeing.
No, he needs a hoe.
I meet a hoe, and then I think, she could be the one, but how do I know whether she's into the Greek salad or not? I mean, how can you tell? You can't tell, because that doesn't come up in casual conversation.
Why, Bean, there's an app for that.
What?
Let's talk to Jim Esham. Am I saying you're right? Name right, Jim?
Yes, you are.
All right. Boink is the name of the app. Boink.
Yeah. I love Boink. And before you hear what Boink is, let me tell you this. Get it even if you don't care because it's free for the next 2 weeks. And how often do you get a free app? Jim, what's Boink all about?
Boink is a sexual compatibility app where you fill out a sexual profile and then using the hump technology, you just bump phones, and it gives you a mathematical percentage of your sexual compatibility with a potential partner.
I swear he said the hump technology.
He did.
But you meant bump.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Well,
it was,
I heard hump. I don't know what he said.
It was originally called hump, but now, people wouldn't go for that.
Now, so can you leave it on so every woman you pass, like, you kind of check out?
Well, what we're actually having a big update.
Oh, my God. She's into the Bronco. Hey, what's your name?
We're going to be putting in a proximity sensor for the next update. So
I like it.
Yeah, so it'll vibrate if there's another monster nearby.
Okay, so I take it it's a questionnaire that I would fill out to talk about all the things I like and don't like,
yes.
And then we would see what the percentage match was with the young lady that I meet.
Exactly.
Okay, how detailed is this questionnaire?
Well, right now it's not as detailed as it's going to be. There's different sexual positions, what you like, kissing and all those, different things, but we're adding 50 new positions and 100 new preferences.
Can I send you some positions?
Yeah.
I have a long list of positions that you would love.
What are some of your favorites, Kevin, that you would like to see on the Boink?
I think you can't have Boink without the Pasadena Mudslide, first of all. The Puerto Rican Fog Bank, very important.
Hold on, slow down, I'm writing these down.
The Kennebunkport Surprise is good. I'd go with the New York Style Taco just because you got to go, you got to keep an open mind.
Can you do the New York Style Taco with just two people, though?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I like the narcoleptic autopilot.
All right.
That's one of my favorites. So, and the mushy biscuit, I think you can't do without.
Well, as long as there's a plastic sheet you could lay down first. All right. So let me ask you this, Jim. So I have I filled out the questionnaire, and now it's all loaded up my app. And then I run into the young lady. And how do I mean, I guess I just say, hey, do you have Boink? How do I know this other person is also participating in the program?
Well, yeah, you can just ask if they have Boink, and once we do the update...
If you don't get slapped, you're in.
You're in, right.
Yeah, that's a great icebreaker either way.
Exactly.
They say, what is Boink, and then that's a whole other thing for you.
Okay, so you can get it free at the App Store right now, and the app is called Boink. And I understand you sent over a couple of codes so that two of the young single people on our show could participate, right?
I did, yes.
Okay, so Psycho Mike, you filled out your questionnaire?
I did.
And how did you find the experience?
It's great, actually. And, it's not only just a list of positions and if you're into them or not. It gives you a kind of a scale to say how intensely you're into something. Say, kissing, do you like it vigorously or do you like it mild?
Nice.
And
okay.
So you can, fine-tune it to be pretty detailed. Miss Cleo has filled it out as well, so we're going to find out.
Can you just, what do you do?
For the record, I had to look up most of the sex positions. I have no idea. But
you were into most of them once you found out what they were, right?
You know the scrutacorn, right?
The scrutacorn is her specialty.
That's hot.
Yeah. All right, so what do they do? Do they touch the fronts of the phone together or what, Jim?
I don't think that's a touch.
They just hold the phones, kind of bump fists. And,
is that a position or are we talking about literally
Let's
bumping fists?
Yeah, ready to boink?
Let's boink.
Okay, they're going to boink here. Let's see what happens.
My old bike says is West Side Glaze. That's it. So unless she's into it, there's not going to be a match.
Cleo and I are 64.5% compatible.
All right.
Yeah! That's not too bad.
Now, wait, what's good?
Well, anything, I would think anything over 50% would be good. I mean, they're probably not in for the time of their lives, but.
Can you then ask, are you into the Lithuanian typewriter or the chocolate omelet? Can you follow up questions or?
Yeah, of course. Well, it's also a good way, even if you're in a relationship or married, it's a good way, if you boink your wife or your girlfriend, it's a good way to start like a dialogue. Like if you're only about 40% match with somebody that you're with, maybe you can talk about the things that you're kind of afraid to bring up.
Hey, honey, I've been afraid, but I'm thinking about the New Jersey meat hook.
Hey, and if you're a virgin, it'd be a good thing to do before you give that flower away to.
Your
potential.
Just say virgin, and then the person will walk on.
But I like what Lisa says, which is either way, regardless of the compatibility. Like in the case of the examples in front of us, you've got a conversation starting point. You can go, 64%. Let's see which ones we're into together and which ones are not, and then kind of give you something fun to kind of talk about.
Shop back. You're into the shop back? Yeah, I'm into that. Cool. That's awesome. What about the Brazilian slime viper? Yes.
So Boink is in the Apple App Store. It is free for the next 2 weeks. And Jim, you were talking about some sort of upgrade. When is that coming soon with all the new positions?
Within the next couple of weeks, we're going to have a brand new update. And if you get the app now, you'll get the update for free. It's we're adding 50 new positions, 100 new preferences, everything from
Is the pig roast one of the positions?
It is now.
Okay, hey, Jim, how tough was it? Because I know Apple vacillates on how sexy they allow their apps to be. Did you have any trouble getting this one approved by the store?
Yeah. We got rejected 3 times. We had to change the name from Hump to Boink. And we finally, talked to somebody at Apple that kind of helped us you know, get
navigate
the,
that.
Navigate yes, those exactly. waters. Language, yeah. Right.
Yeah. Because they really crack down with the sexual stuff now.
So. I don't buy any app unless it's been rejected at least once by the App Store. So I'm actually, that's a badge of honor that you got rejected three times before they finally took it. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you put the stingy nut on there?
I don't think anyone should do that.
Okay, I'm just checking.
All right, go to the Apple App Store. It is called Boink, B-O-I-N-K. Jim Esham is the creator. Thanks for joining us on The Kevin and Bean Show. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jim.
That's what she said.
What are you going to do with 8 locks?
Maybe I'll build a boat.
Did you say build a boat?
It'd be great in case it floods or something.
I don't want to go. I don't want to go with the pig face.
Why did you want to kill yourself?
I fell in love with someone who didn't love me back. I was very much in love with him.
You fell in love with the boy?
Yes, I did. Very much so.
That's silly.
This is the best day of my life!
Max, you didn't push the button hard enough.
So you could hear me?
Yes.
Right.
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party.
Excuse me?
Party. The pants. With the pants. Party with pants.
Brick, are you saying that there's a party in your pants and that I'm invited?
That's it.
Ah, Kelly Clarkson!
Does the cheese come out of the cow with the holes?
Hey, party people, you're listening to the Kevin Bean Show on a Friday. You know our next guest from that one show, and then he went on to that other show, and then all those movies. Of course, I could only be talking about the great Steve Carell, who joins us back on the Kevin Bean Show right now. Hey, Steve, how are you, man?
I'm well. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
It's always great to talk to you. Of course, we did a big promotion with our listeners last night, Dinner and a Movie out in Pasadena. We went to see the Dinner for Schmucks, and I think we're all a little schmuckier for it.
Well, that's the intent.
Is that the goal?
That's the goal.
Yeah.
I was so happy to see that this movie was coming out because I'm thinking about those poor moviegoers who are walking out of date night, and then they're on their way to Despicable Me, but there's nothing to see in between. They've got like 3 or 4 hours to kill. Now they've got somewhere to go.
How sick are you of me? Really?
Well,
come on.
Kind of.
I am right there with you.
I mean, we all watch The Office, so that doesn't help. But
I understand.
Now, you have made the announcement that you're going to leave The Office after next season. That must be a relief because that must be the question that everyone has asked you at every movie premiere.
You know what? It just sort of came up in an interview a few months ago, and it's the first time that anyone had asked. And it's something that I'd sort of been planning for a while, so I don't think it really takes anybody on the show by surprise. And everyone knew that this coming season is my 7th season, my last one on my contract. So, I don't think it surprised anyone internally, and I was sort of surprised that anyone cared as much as they did, frankly.
Well, we care because the show is great and you're so great on it, and we're going to be sad to see you go. But your program, unlike many others, is going to be fine. No offense, but there's so many other – there's so much talent on that program.
So much offense taken. I actually can't believe you said that.
Maybe people were asking because they want you to go.
How dare you think that show could continue?
It's a juggernaut.
I totally agree. I think the show – you know, the writing's great. The ensemble is great. You know, I'm just one little piece of it. It's not – I don't think it'll – really
okay,
that much at all.
But here's the real question, and this is what everybody's afraid to ask you, Steve Carell, and that is, this doesn't mean you're going to make even more movies with your extra time off, does it?
I don't know. You know, I really haven't set out any real big plan in front of me. I know that I just want to spend more time with my family. That sounds such a cliche, but it's really true. You know, I've two little kids, and I want to spend some more time with them.
Right, and then two months later, you go, okay, I'm done with that.
Right.
I need to go back to work.
All right, had enough of this.
Let's talk again about Dinner for Schmucks, which, of course, opens everywhere today. We mentioned that we saw it last night, and it's so funny. But, I mean, being in a movie with Paul Rudd, and you've starred in movies before, must just be a blast every day. And then Zach Galifianakis. How fun is that guy on set every day?
They are great. They, you know what? They're both really good improvisers, too. And Zach's brain just works differently than most people's brain.
He's genius.
And to watch him go off and every take be different, it's really amazing.
Well, and that's what we're always amazed whenever we talk to any of you guys. We just had Will Ferrell on the show with us again a couple days ago. And all of you guys, I mean, yeah, it's great to have a script. But most of the time you throw it out and just riff. And it's unbelievable the stuff you come – I bet you come out with stuff all the time that you don't even know where it came from.
You know, it's fun. And a lot of that has to do with the director and how much free rein they give you and sort of giving you the freedom to fail, you know, the freedom to, because a lot of it's terrible. They just don't put it in the movie.
But you got to kind of feel like there's a lot of people, even more than in TV, there's a lot of people standing around and watching and video, and everybody's rolling, everybody's places, and then you make a bad joke, and you go, oh, sorry, everyone.
Right.
Let's do that again. I apologize for that.
Sorry, please, can we cut that out?
Of course, Jennifer Schmucks is unleashed upon the world today in theaters, but I'm a little bit concerned about you and Zach and your friendship, because I know you worked very hard together on this movie, but I saw the interview that he did with you on Between Two Ferns, and I'm worried that, I don't know, I got a clip I want to play, Steve, and I'm no psychiatrist or anything, but I'm starting to see some cracks in your friendship, a little less than civil attitude.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh. Well, let's listen to this and see if there's any subtext that's coming through that maybe I'm just misinterpreting.
What is the thing that you're most proud of in your career?
Oh, Evan Almighty, of course.
That's a good movie. That's a good movie.
You, fatty.
Steve,
just lead me right into that and smack me across
that's
the face.
That's a great movie.
Okay.
Regardless of all that, it lost a lot of money and all that stuff. No one saw it and the budget was way over and no one was interested in seeing it. It's a great movie.
Actually brought a few things I'd like to say to you. G-Force? More like, gee, he's fat.
So, is there tension there, or are you guys cool?
That is a funny interview. You have to go to Funny or Die to see that.
I guess a few things came out that I hadn't anticipated.
We're not used to hearing you talk like that, which is fun.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty raw.
You've got a very, 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 like, family-friendly attitude. I mean, were you scared to use that language because people would play it and pick up on it, or not at all?
I mean, that's part of the drill with that show.
Yeah.
That, you know, his it's Between the Ferns. It's a show that Zach does, and he has guests come on, and
he's the best.
He is so funny. He's so. I mean, talk about stuff that you have to edit out. I was crying in that interview. And, you know, of course they cut it, you know, they chop it up so it all looks really, really straight and really dry. But we were both giggling through the whole thing. I am so impressed by him. He's not only a good guy and really funny, but he's a really good actor, too.
I think Absolutely. Better than you.
What?
Did I say that out loud?
I completely concur.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, we're out of time, and I got to get right to my mice diorama collection right now, because I'm very much into that as a result of seeing the movie last night. It's going to be my new hobby for sure. But the movie is hilarious.
Indignation. Thank you so much.
Exactly. Steve, always great to have you on the Kevin and Bean Show. Man, we love you. Thank you.
Thank you. Likewise.
Dinner for Schmucks today. It opens in theaters, and the Office season premiere is Thursday, September 23rd at 9 o'clock on NBC. Thank you, Steve. 106.7. K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's 5 minutes till 8, and now this late-breaking news.
Actually, I was just told by the state police that it appears not a lot of A-listers are going to be here. In fact, no Oprah, perhaps none of the other big names that we might be expecting.
Wow, no Oprah.
But it's a royal wedding. Wow. How could it be a royal wedding without those A-listers?
The Chelsea Clinton coverage continues. She's getting married tomorrow. Oprah, not there. Back to you.
Hey, Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Chelsea Handler's getting married?
Chelsea Clinton, who apparently is America's princess.
She's royalty.
Discovered this week.
Yeah.
Even though we haven't thought of her name in 10 years.
Yeah, really. She wasn't even that in the spotlight when he was president.
Right.
It's weird.
Great casting news. Paul Giamatti is scheduled to star in yet another Tom Hanks-produced HBO miniseries. This is the life of Russian President Nikita Khrushchev.
Ooh.
Apparently, the production company is going to do a film about the Russian president's 13-day visit to America in 1959, highlighted by the fact he went ballistic when he was informed that he couldn't go to Disneyland because of security concerns.
Lost his mind.
Is that when he started banging the shoe on the table?
That's what he was looking forward to more than anything.
How about that Paul Giamatti, by the way?
He can play anything, great actor.
Right?
Yeah.
Kevin can't stop talking about seeing the John Adams miniseries.
Oh. Can't get enough of it.
Oh, that's right. Couldn't get him to watch 1 second of it.
I heard he was good.
Tom Hanks produced that miniseries as well. The famous shoe-banging incident took place during Khrushchev's visit to the United Nations a year later. And, of course, he famously had a debate with Richard Nixon. Very interesting period in American history, so should be good.
Yeah.
Kevin, we'll tell you how it is.
Thank you.
Because you will not watch it.
I don't have time.
Is this just too old?
What did you do?
It's too old to be watching it. About 50s, and I'm not in the 50s.
What did you do? Which just debuted like 3 days ago. Already the runaway sensation of 2010. More people came up to me last night at the Dinner for Schmuck screening and talked about Kevin's What Did You Do than anything we've done on our show in years. People have it as a ringtone already.
I know. This guy said, call me. It's my ringtone.
Dina Lohan, Lindsay Lohan's mom, is outraged.
apparently she is also confused on the premise of being incarcerated. My daughter's being treated like a common criminal, she disclaimed.
Well, that's what happens when you break the law, you become a criminal.
When you're a common criminal, you get treated that way.
You want to be treated as a special criminal? You wanted to put her one of those Hannibal Lecter masks and have her wheeled in on a dolly? You enormous douche.
Everything I've heard about the treatment of Lindsay in prison, it's not the worst prison sentence I've ever heard.
It's cruel and inhuman, Bean. First of all, let me give you some of Dina's complaints.
Okay.
She doesn't have cell phone privileges. That's absurd, Dina says.
But no prisoners have cell phone. None. Bean, don't
you're missing
confuse.
The point,
she's
Bean.
In jail.
She's not a common criminal. Okay. She's an extraordinary criminal. She needed to be treated such. She doesn't even have a pillow to sleep on.
What?
I have to talk to her through glass.
What?
There's a phone. And we put her on speaker, but I can't even hug my daughter.
Does she think she's supposed to show up and Lindsay's going to be released and they go to Starbucks and hang out?
Do you want a conjugal visit, Dina? What are you looking for? What exactly do you need? She's been so strong and positive, Dina says. I'm so proud of Lindsay. Even what I consider to be extremely harsh punishment.
Yeah.
Wow.
Look, they're not waterboarding her, okay?
They should be.
They're not she's not part of a naked pyramid.
That'd be good, too.
Every day, she's out there smashing those big rocks into little rocks. That's what she does all day long from the minute she wakes up, Ralph.
Damn. Plus, she can't leave. Outrageous.
They didn't put her in a polar bear cage, just fish biscuits to eat, for God's sakes.
They lock the door of her cell, though, when she's in there, Ralph.
Oh, that is cruel and inhuman.
God damn son of a bitch.
I agree.
You seen Drew Carey lately?
Yeah.
What's left of him?
Star of The Price is Right. He's dropped 70 pounds.
He
that
really is
like
unrecognizable.
Yeah.
He doesn't
look good. He doesn't look good at all.
Some
he looks sick. Looks
like,
sickly.
Like Bobcat. Guys who need to gain some weight back to look normal.
He looks gray and drawn and haggard. I don't like him.
I agree. That's why I refuse to lose the weight. I don't want to look that bad.
Apparently, he said he was motivated by his 5-year-old future stepson, and he said, I just got sick of being fat. He did it the old-fashioned way, he claims, hitting the gym, cutting out starchy foods, and he no longer suffers from diabetes. That's an upside.
All right.
He had
type 2 diabetes, and now it's all gone.
Well, good.
Yeah. And George Clooney's life just gets better. Apparently, a model...
Of course.
Who was a friend of Elizabeth Canales, who was George's girlfriend, testified that she did cocaine with Elizabeth in a nightclub called The Club in Milan. This girl just gets better and better and better. Some people are speculating it might hurt her reputation as a TV presenter in Italy. I just say it just shot her up the charts.
Sure.
She's number 3 with a bullet right now.
Better now.
Especially that one of those little bullets full of coke.
Clooney, you smug bastard. Stop playing basketball and get married like the rest of us.
Yes, please. Today's celebrity birthdays. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is 63 years old today.
Does he have a comment on his birthday?
Ah! Birthday candles are hot! That's what he said. Instead of birthday candles, they just put 63 little vials of HGH on top of the cake and scarfs it down.
I always say that we are very fortunate in California because we have a lot of disasters.
We are fortunate that way.
That is true that way.
Lawrence Fishburne, Don't Call Me Larry, is 49 years old today. Lisa Kudrow is 47. Vivica A. Fox turns 46 years old today. Remember she was the black... of the black family with Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That was
with Larry
so
David.
Great. That was so funny. Her last name
You're
is Black.
You're a black family, but your name is Black. That'd be like if I was named Jew. Terry Crews from Everybody Hates Chris and the upcoming Expendables. Yeah.
Take it easy.
He is 42 years old today. Simon Baker, The Mentalist. He is 41. I'm no Mo, but that Simon Baker's a good-looking fella.
I like that show, too, because he dresses poorly, and I dress poorly. I got that in common.
He doesn't dress poorly, he dresses well.
And I've got that brain.
You guys are a lot alike.
You can figure stuff out.
Yeah. What did you do? That's what he asks all the criminals every
day.
What did you do?
I have a scene from The Mentalist, if you want to hear.
Yeah. What did you do?
They just confess right there in front of him. Christopher Nolan, director extraordinaire, is 40 years old. Christine Taylor from the Brady Bunch movie, also Mrs. Ben Stiller is 39. Hilary Swank is 36. Jamie Presley celebrates her 33rd. And Yvonne Strahovski of Chuck
Oh my God.
Is 28 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Lucky Lasting Day. Let's go skate.
That's a switch rodeo frontside 540 into a switch frontside invert, essentially skating backwards right there.
Hi, I'm Bucky Lasting.
I'm originally from Baltimore, Maryland, living in Encinitas, California right now.
Hi, my name is Bucky Lasting, and today I'm going to teach you how to do a frontside heel flip varial. I don't even know what it's called. Hold on.
My name is Bucky Lasting. We're here at the X Games right now.
Make some noise once again for Bucky Lasting.
One of the most honored X Games athletes of all time. You can see him competing this weekend for X Games 16. Bucky, welcome back to the Kevin Devine Show, my friend. How are you?
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
We're great. Good. You know, I know how much Kevin has been looking forward to this week because he spends virtually every minute of the entire long weekend down at X Games. What about a guy like you? Is this something that you've got a big red X on your calendar and you just count down the days? You can't wait for X Games to finally get here?
I look forward to Big Air and anything Travis Pastrana does, pretty much.
No, you're talking about watching. What about competing?
Competing, I'm in Vert Best Trick, and Skate Park.
You've had a chance to go down. I saw some video online already this week of you kind of going down and testing it out. How does it feel to you this year?
What, Skate Park or Vert?
The Skate Park, yeah.
Vert, yeah.
The Skate Park, you know, it's a little small for my liking, but I don't know. It's fun. It's definitely fun. It has a good flow to it.
Now, Sean White is competing this year, right?
Yeah, he is.
You're gonna wipe the floor with him?
Well, I hope to, but he's dang good. He's a talented guy.
What's left for a guy like you to do who kind of owns the sport, though? I mean, you're competing against everything you've ever done up till this point. I would imagine that's an unbelievable amount of pressure.
It is, but you know what? I think the pressure now is just to stay on my game, and that's basically what I'm doing. I just want to keep progressing and having fun.
Do you have tricks in your back pocket that people don't know about yet that you've kind of worked out?
I do. I have tricks, but I just came from all these concrete contests, like ProTec Pool Party and Bondi, and they're right. A little smaller, and you don't really get to do the tricks that you do on Vert. So, probably like a week before Dew Tour, I started really skating a lot of Vert again.
Mm-hmm.
And I got my bag of tricks back, and I got some tricks that I'm ready to put down. But, I mean, the most important thing is making a solid two runs first.
Right.
So that you can, you know, bring those bags, you know, those tricks out and put them down. I have some tricks I haven't made in competition yet, so I'm hoping to get to those.
Oh, fun.
But you don't want to have to depend on doing that to win. You want to be ahead when that happens, right? Or do you then not try them if you're ahead?
Well, there's just strategy. You know, you can come out swinging, and I've done that before, and my first run sometimes will win the contest. But when you're counting two runs out of five, you got to kind of play it a little safe and
right.
Use the strategy and try to get two solid runs in there. So I'm hoping to. I'm not going to come out swinging. I'm going to come out and lay down two solid runs, and then I'm going to walk away with it. Hopefully.
How about? Forgive me if this is a dumb question. It makes sense to me. How about a jetpack on the skateboard? Have you ever thought about that? Imagine the stuff you could do if you could combine a jetpack with what you're doing.
I don't know. That thing would just take off on you.
No, that's not done. That's a great idea, Bean. Because these guys, you know what? They don't get hurt ever. And so a jetpack would be good.
I want to see you 1 mile in the air is what I'm saying, Bucky.
Yeah, that would be good for like the quarter mile. You know, like
yeah, exactly. We are talking to Bucky Lasting, by the way. Of course, it is X Games 16 this weekend. If you want to go, by the way, you can check out the Skate Vert and the Skate Best Trick at the Nokia tonight. So if you can go tonight and want to, of course, you can buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com, or you can call the Kevin and Bean Show right now at 1-800-520-1067. We'll make it caller 20 if you want to be there in person tonight. You still have the highest score in X Games Vert history with a 98.5. And that was remarkable to me because is it possible to get a 100?
Yeah, what does it take?
You know what? It's possible to do it, but I don't think they'll ever give it to you.
Then it's not possible.
Oh, no.
I mean, really, when you look at that and you go, wow, that's 98.5.
Yeah, if you went to the judges and said, all right, tell me what I could have done differently to get a 100, do you think there would have been an answer? Or is it just like you're saying, they hold a little something back because they have some unimaginable perfection that they have in mind?
Yeah, I think they're holding back. They're not going to give it to you. I think that you could probably do something, you know, in the area of 100, but even so, they're going to give you a 99.5.
You would probably take some kind of a new trick that they hadn't seen or heard about or something like that, I imagine, to blow their minds. Otherwise, you know, they aren't going to do it.
Exactly, yeah.
You would have to run with a couple nines and a couple 720s and some flip fives. And that would
in one run perfectly.
Right. All right. Well, it couldn't be more exciting. I mean, that's the beautiful thing about X Games is the best athletes in the world at all of their respective sports are all in one place for one long weekend. And just, a chance to see guys like you and Sean in person, you know, makes it worth coming down and seeing. Of course, if you can't make it down there, ESPN has 31 hours of live HD programming, 8 hours of programming in 3D. Go to xgames.com for all the information. Bucky, have a fantastic weekend, man. We hope you have a great time out there. And we'll talk to you again soon on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thank you. I'm going to have a good time no matter what. So I think you guys should come down and everyone should watch it on TV if they can't make it and enjoy the show.
You're communist if you don't. I think we'd go so far as to say that and the terrorists win. All right. Thank you, Bucky.
All right.
Bye now.
Hey, it's Friday on the Kevin and Bean Show. Time for the Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Hey, party people. Some good movies in theaters this weekend. And then there's Charlie St. Cloud.
How dare you come down on my sweet Zach?
Oh, stop saying that.
This movie's going to be awesome.
And you're not going.
And F this movie.
I can't go see a Zac Efron movie in the theater because I need to be alone. I have to wait for them to come on DVD.
Because
I need private time.
Hey, look, I'm saying something gay, but I'm not gay.
Stop it!
I love Zach. What's going on with Charlie St. Cloud? How awesome is it?
Not,
is it 100 or is it a 99?
Not. They haven't invented the integer that I can use to rate how low this film is.
You don't know, man.
What's less than zero?
You haven't seen it, right?
Less than zero, that's a good movie.
Yeah,
that is a good movie.
Yeah. But you haven't seen
No, of course not.
I haven't seen any of them.
I never go see the movies, and you don't have to go see Charlie St. Cloud to know it's just a big pile of saccharine sweet BS.
I love it.
Zach,
I just want to know something. Exactly how queer are you?
Zach plays the titular Charlie St. Cloud.
Two of my favorite things in one review.
Who loses his younger brother in a car accident, and so in order to deal with his grief, pretends he's still alive and he plays catch with him in the swamps.
I'm fine with that.
And
come on. You can't even say that with a straight face.
I'm fine with that.
And he falls in love with a woman, but can he get over his grief enough to actually have a relationship with a woman?
See, he's pretty and sensitive.
Well, not with
a
woman.
Can he get over his love of man junk enough to have a relationship with a woman? There's also a question raised in this movie. Oh, please. I can't believe Nicholas Sparks didn't write this.
Yeah, it looks bad.
It's just. Here's the thing. It's grooming a whole new generation of cat ladies out there. You know what I mean? Young girls will go see Zac Efron in this movie, and they'll go, you know, the next thing you know, it's a gateway drug. Next thing you know, it's Sarah Jessica Parker films, and then Jennifer Aniston romantic comedies. I mean, it's a horrible, horrible thing to do to your children.
Oh, my gosh, I can't find it so beautiful.
Don't let your young girls go see Charlie St. Cloud. I'm telling you, it'll be the beginning of their downfall.
Ladies, I'll meet you at 10:30.
Ugh. Here's a scene from Charlie St. Cloud where Charlie is reciting poetry to...
Ralph, come on. Stop making stuff up.
To the young girl he falls in love with as he shows her how to sail.
Trust your heart if the seas catch fire. Live by love though the stars walk backward.
How did you know that?
It's E.E. Cummings. It was your dad's favorite. It's about taking chances. Just take a chance, Tess.
Oh, you.
Just take a chance.
He's so
get
perfect.
Get out there on that briny deep with your sails aflutter.
Really? What? Come on. Aren't they just poking people in the eye and going, here, come watch this. Watch this.
I dare you to watch this movie. That's what they're saying.
Come on now.
And I do not accept your dare, sir. Also opening this weekend, Cats and Dogs, The Revenge of Kitty Galore.
Yeah.
You know who's into that one?
3D.
The guy behind me?
The Psycho Mike's going to see Cats
totally.
And Dogs?
Totally.
Here's the thing. I am not a big fan of the talking animal movies. I'm not in favor of cute, like, Hotel for Dogs movies where dogs do things they don't do, like use vending machines and buy newspapers and poop on the toilet. I don't like those kind of movies. However,
This thing has like a spy, fun spy spoof spin to it.
This is like your guinea pig FBI movie,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, G-Force, which I thought was also very funny. And, you know, it's a kid's movie, but it's got a sensibility to it that it's a little tongue-in-cheek. It's not, we're not supposed to believe that, you know, hotels, dogs are living in a hotel. You know, it's a different kind of trained animal movie.
Remember when Miss Cleo asked us what Hotel for Dogs was about?
Yes. I sure do.
Hotel for Dogs, what's that about?
Well, there's this hotel.
What's this about? Just dogs?
It's about
that
dogs
are
and cats.
Spies?
But when we're not around them, when we don't see what they're doing behind our backs, they're actually secret agents. And there is an underground. It's like a James Bond spoof, basically.
You enjoy that.
Lisa believes you.
I do believe
it.
Yes, Lisa.
Lisa's dog eats its own poop, but can pull off espionage.
That's right.
Not around.
That's just its cover.
That's right.
Its cover is a blind, retarded poop eating dog. Yeah. But when she's not looking, he puts on night vision goggles and he's got a jet pack and
breaks
he's fighting
code.
Crime.
Repels
he's
down
like
the side of the apartment.
Saving us every night.
Sure.
This is the sequel to the popular Cats and Dogs movie, The Revenge of Kitty Galore, stars one of Kevin's favorites, Bette Midler.
Oh, dear God.
This movie has everything, Kevin.
I hope she acts really sexy.
As the evil Kitty Galore.
Which one are you going to go see? The Zac Efron movie or the Bette Midler movie?
Just
if you had
stab
to pick
me
one,
in the eye.
Which one is worse?
I'm not going to see
no,
either of
them. You had to pick one.
I'm going to be at the X Games all weekend.
Which one would you see?
I wouldn't.
If you had to, though.
Come on,
get
play
your
the
head.
Game.
You got to pick one.
I'd pick the Cats and Dogs.
See?
Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
Bette Midler.
It's the age-old battle of cats versus dogs. Those are the, you know, cats are evil, and they are.
Right, that's accurate.
No matter how many times Lisa feeds them in the parking lot, they're evil. And the dogs are the good guys.
As usual.
But in this sequel to Cats and Dogs, a rogue cat spy goes off the reservation, and the cats and dogs have to team up to get this rogue cat spy.
Wow.
Are you listening to what you're saying?
I am.
All right.
Here's a scene where Kitty Galore, played by Bette Midler, is threatening the secret agent dogs.
Greetings, my future feline followers. My name is Kitty Galore.
Is that even a cat?
In 2 days, I will unleash a sound only those drool-bag dogs can hear. A sound so devastating, so terrifying, it will drive all dogs completely insane. Humans will be forced to get rid of him. And without their protection, I will enslave all mankind!
Oh! F*** you!
Oh, come on. How are you going to come at Kitty Galore like
that?
Yeah. That's my review. And lastly, Dinner for Schmucks opens today. We all saw it last night. Very funny, very entertaining film with some of the best comic actors working today. Steve Carell. Here's the thing about Steve Carell. Funny, but also always makes you feel like he is got a big heart, too.
Yeah.
He's a very likable actor, and you feel for him in this movie. This movie's a lot more heartfelt than I thought it was going to be when I first saw the trailer.
It does look like it's just flat goofy.
Just slapstick and schlock, but actually it's got a sort of a heartwarming message at the bottom of it. Paul Rudd plays an executive who's trying to move up in his company by attending a dinner for schmucks where everyone has to bring a loser, and then they all mock them behind their backs, and Steve Carell is the loser of his choice. Also, Zach Galifianakis stars as another loser who is insane and thinks he controls people's minds. It's very entertaining.
He's awesome.
Here's a scene from the film where Steve Carell's character Barry is meeting some potential clients for Paul Rudd's company, some high-valued Swiss investors, and he's doing his best to make some small talk and smooth things over for Paul Rudd.
Where are you from?
We are from Switzerland.
Barry, you know what? We're going to focus on business right Switzerland. Now. I love Switzerland. It is one of my favorite countries. I love your army knives with the toothpicks and your cheese. Does the cheese come out of the cow with the holes? Our countries are not enemies. They are friends.
You have been to Switzerland?
No, but I have a friend who drives a Volvo. And I speak a little of your language. Heard if he say there.
Of course, that would be Sweden, not Switzerland at all.
His character is confused.
He's very confused. Yes. Very entertaining film. That's my pick for this week. Dinner for Schmucks. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman's movie beat.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. I have missed no one on this program like I've missed our next guest. Ladies and gentlemen, LaQuisha on the phone
LaQuisha.
With us.
LaQuisha.
How you been?
I've been busy.
We haven't talked to you in so long. I'm so happy to hear your voice.
Well, that makes one of you.
LaQuisha has been doing reviews for the Kevin and Bean Show of television programs that she enjoys that we would not for so long. And I know you were happy when you saw the Jersey Shore was coming back for the premiere of season 2 last night
on
MTV.
Well, you know there's nothing I love better than making fun of stupid white people.
That's why you listen to this show.
That's right.
And that show is chock full of, isn't it?
It is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
I didn't think it could get any better than the first season. But the more these kids get full of themselves, the better they get. I think season 6 or 7. I can't wait for it to go on forever.
They have nothing to offer, yet every one of them believes that they are a superstar and they're God's gift.
And God bless MTV for trying to get them back on the air as soon as possible. And they couldn't shoot during the wintertime in Jersey because they had the worst snowstorms ever and whatnot. So they had to move them down to Florida, send them to Miami Beach, and film it down there so we could enjoy it this summer.
Fantastic.
And everybody's very excited about going down to the South Beach in Florida, even Ronnie, the big buff one who was punching people in the face last season.
We love Jersey, but it's freezing out there. We're going to head to the warm weather in South Beach, bitch.
Who you calling bitch? You don't even know me.
It's not you. I think he's calling everyone that.
Oh, why is he calling everybody a bitch?
Good question.
Shut up, Ronnie. Well, as you know, the star of the show, the breakout star of the show, has to be, in my opinion, Miss Snooki.
Sure.
Yeah.
She is just something else. But as it happens from some of our favorite TV shows, sometimes characters change from season to season.
What?
And now we got a brand new Snooki to deal with. It's not the slutty Snooki going around just looking to have sex with anybody. She's in love now.
You want a meatball, meatball?
How many balls do you want?
I want 2 in my face. Well, I'm done snooking for love. I found an amazing gorilla juice head.
She's done snooking for love.
Okay.
It's a gorilla juice.
She was snooking in for love in all the wrong places.
People who make up sayings with their names in them?
And now she's got a meatballs juice head that she's in love with.
That's great.
That means he's a muscular Italian boy who uses steroids.
Okay. Right.
I cannot wait for the rage to kick in. So this means she's in love. She's going to be going down to Florida, a brand new, different kind of woman. No whoring around, no cheating on her boyfriend.
I really don't want to cheat. Like, seriously, I don't want to. But, you know, if you're going to hand me a bottle of freaking SoCo, something just comes over me. Like, I just go crazy.
Well, that's true.
It's not her fault.
It isn't her fault.
Southern Comfort's like truth serum.
Yeah, sure.
You can't help yourself. Now, another thing has changed about our girl Snooki is she's not going to the tanning beds no more.
What?
Oh, no.
She has sworn off tanning beds. Now, initially, I thought it was because she didn't want to develop skin cancer.
Reasonable.
I was wrong.
That's the only reason.
I don't go tanning anymore because Obama put a 10% tax on tanning. And I feel like he did that intentionally for us. McCain would never put a 10% tax on tanning. Because he's pale and he would probably want to be tan. Obama doesn't have that problem, obviously.
Yeah.
Oh. Wait a minute.
She's not tan anymore because of the tanning tax.
So she thinks that because Obama is black, he's taking it out on white people who need a tan?
Not just white people. I get the sense that he did it just for the cast of the Jersey Shore.
Sounds like it. Snooki believes that.
Well, that guy who had skin cancer never would have done it.
You know, McCain, he never would have put that back on there.
Oh, this is great.
He just would have had people cutting pieces of his face off.
Sure.
And she thinks that Obama did that just to get at her and her friend.
Right. Well, the president spends a lot of his time considering the Jersey Shore cast.
And it's true, by the way. I saw it on C-SPAN when they were passing the tanning tax. He said, I do not like Snooki. Well, here's the thing. They're all going to live in this house in Miami, including Sammy and Big Buff Ronnie. Now, they dated last season.
Right.
But now they're all broken up. So how you going to live with your ex in the same house?
Right.
It's going to make things very difficult, especially when Angelina comes back.
Uh-oh.
And Angelina got an eye on Ronnie in the hot tub already, and Sammy not too pleased.
Oh, hell no. And I'm like, is this bitch like trying to get all over Ron? Because I'm not going to let it happen. I would legit beat the living out of Angelina and Ron at the same time if Ron and Angelina ever hooked up.
Get a pay-per-view deal on that one.
Yeah.
I'd love to see it. Just a 3-way tag team WWE style SmackDown.
I'd like to see the whole cast crawl into a cage and one leaves. Or none.
Well, as you know, they love to go out clubbing. I don't know if you know this about these people or not, but they like to go out to bars and drink a lot and dance.
They do enjoy that.
So the first episode is them getting ready for their first night in Miami, and they got to get the clothes all ready and whatnot. But suddenly, someone spilled some cranberry juice and vodka on some of Sammy's clothes.
Uh-oh.
And it becomes a big fiasco, and Snooki volunteers to help rinse out some of her white things in the sink, although she's not thrilled about it.
It's not funny, Nicole. I feel like a pilgrim from the freaking 20s washing right now.
Yes, the pilgrims of the 1920s really did have it hard.
Well, that was their time in American history.
It was. The pilgrims would go from the speakeasies, and they would finish doing the Charleston,
right.
And they would go and then wash their clothes in sinks while the Indians brought them maize and turkey. I'm sorry, I'm not quite sure.
I love her so much.
Well, that's not the end of your lessons. Situation's going to explain something for us, too.
I'm pretty excited to go out for the first night. I'm going to bring a little New Jersey down to MIA, which is Miami, and I'm very excited.
MIA is Miami.
Is that right?
So you don't think he's missing in action? as I put it, WTF is wrong with you.
Yeah, right.
Stupid white boy. Shut up. I know MIA is Miami. I've been to an airport or two in my time.
Exactly.
Well, as I mentioned, things not going good between Sammy and Ronnie. And when you add alcohol to that mix,
things get better?
Even worse.
Oh, no.
And they're out in the clubs, and they are fighting, and I think this may be splitting up the team because everybody's taking sides on these two. And Vinny's seeing an ugly side of Ronnie.
Ronnie's obliterated at this point, and he ends up calling Sammy the C word, which is the worst thing you can call a girl.
Except for fat. The second worst thing you could call a girl.
True.
Can I get someone to look up obliviated for me?
Yeah.
Let me just look in my Webster's obliviate. I'm not finding it.
No.
I think maybe he's like Shakespeare. He just made up some words.
That could be.
Because Shakespeare made up a lot of words.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you something. The situation, he's still the one who's the overlord of this cast. He takes them all out to the club. And he thinks it's good that Ronnie is trying to get over Sammy by getting drunk and making out with all kinds of strange, skanky girls.
Ronnie's at the club hooking up with grenades. Okay, that is a bigger, ugly chick. And then also landmines, which is a thin, ugly chick. And love and life.
He's loving life with grenades and landmines.
Wow, thank God for him teaching us.
He's like Dick Cheney. He's just loving grenades and landmines and things that blow up and ugly girls. So we left off last season the same goddamn place we've been this season. Stupid white people drinking and dancing and fist pumping.
Right, but that's what we want, right?
That's what I want.
All right, good.
I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, LaQuisha.
All right. Good.
Chevron with Techron. Care for your car. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Thank you, Lisa.
Hey!
It's the world-famous K-Rock at 8:55.
Sorry. Ralph Garman is here with another look at the Showbiz Beat on the Kevin and Bean Show for a Friday. What is going on?
Congratulations to former rap star and Calvin Klein underwear model and now actor-producer Mark Wahlberg. He picked up his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday.
He has a movie coming out?
He does. What a coincidence. He had the star, and he also has a movie coming out. That rarely happens.
What is that timing?
Usually they just do it as a person, you know, has built up a body of work, and they give them the star. And that has nothing to do with promotion.
Right.
Mm.
No one's paying for the honor. But in this case,
Mark Wahlberg, of course, stars in the upcoming The Other Guys with Will Ferrell, who was there on hand to help honor his co-star. Will said that he was first introduced to Mark this way. I first became a fan of his from his workout videos. And I loved him in the Bourne movies. Of course, that was Matt Damon, so there's a little confusion there.
I like Mark Wahlberg, by the way.
I do, too.
I think he has worked very hard to have a credible career, considering where he started as an outcast member, not in the band Outcast, but as an outcast member of New Kids on the Block, if you'll recall.
Have you ever seen his workout videos?
Yes, back in the day, yeah.
Are they funny?
Did you do them?
They're hilarious.
Did you try to exercise a long beat?
No. But they were hilarious. They were
wigger.
Yeah.
Just like, you got to curl like this, yo, or else you won't get the pump. Pow! Boom! Look at that!
He could have been on Jersey Shore.
Yeah. And now you talk to him, he's like, yes, I made a movie with Will Ferrell, and I'm looking really forward to working with him again sometime.
But you like this version much better.
What's that?
You like this version much better.
I don't like the posing Bostonian. So, good times. Ellen DeGeneres is out as judge on American Idol next season. Variety did a story yesterday where she said she told Idol producers she wasn't comfortable with returning for a second season. However, she said, I told them I wouldn't leave them in a bind and I would hold off on doing anything until they were able to figure out where they wanted to take the panel next. So, by very virtue of her announcement, it would seem like they have ironed out their judge issues.
Mm-hmm. Cast of the Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
I like Ellen very much. I did not think she was a good fit on
that
program.
She was horrible on that show. Apparently, Cara DioGuardi, who you know I'm no fan of, is also gone. Now, who will replace those two judges and join Randy Jackson for the next season? We'll have to wait and see. But these are the names that are being thrown around. Justin Timberlake, Elton John, Bret Michaels, Nigel Lithgow, Harry Connick Jr., Sean P. Diddy, Puff Daddy Combs, Jennifer Lopez, and Steven Tyler. Any two or none of those could be. So we'll have to wait and see.
How does Jennifer Lopez even have time to consider something like this? With
I'm
everything she's got. I mean,
I looked at that list and I said, I can see how some of these people couldn't, you know, make time in their schedules to be on that show. But she has a busy recording career.
Yes, all those albums she's making, still
doing
movies, right?
She's a movie
right?
star as well. She's got two young children at home. That
clothing
she takes
line.
Care of.
Clothing gotta take line a lot of time. She's got a perfume.
She's got a husband who's also very busy.
I am so bold.
She just seems way too tied up. Like, where could she even have time to do American Idol?
I don't know where she would find the time, but then it dawned on me when I was thinking about it. I said, you know, when it comes to Jennifer Lopez, there's always room for J-Lo.
Yeah! The point is, this is pretty f***ing boring, so could you kill each other?
Oh, that was good. That was a long time coming.
I enjoyed that. It's been a while.
I know you did.
It's been a while. Lady Lohan could be out of jail as early as Sunday. Her lawyer, Sean Chapman Holly, you remember the one who quit.
Yes.
Right.
And then the court said, you can't quit. You didn't do the right paperwork. And she said, okay, I'm happy to be her lawyer.
I'll give her the best service possible, being forced to by the judge.
Isn't it funny? She's supposed to be a good lawyer, right? And she didn't do the right paperwork to get out? That's weird.
Well, she probably never had to quit on a client before.
Well, probably, yeah.
Doesn't come up all that often. Lindsay would like to take a break after jail to hang out with her family members. However, the court apparently is still asking that she go directly into rehab within 24 hours of her release.
Oh, they're so bitchy.
But they're fighting it because Lindsay needs some time with mom, apparently.
No.
Who, as I mentioned earlier today, thinks Lindsay is being treated with, and I quote, extremely harsh punishment.
Time with her mom is what got her here.
She says she's being treated like, wait for it, a common criminal.
That sounds reasonable.
She doesn't have cell phone privileges. That's absurd, no. Dina Lohan said.
That is absurd, by the way.
She doesn't even have a pillow to sleep on. I talked to her through glass.
Is she, correct me if I'm wrong, is she being treated exactly the same as every other prisoner?
Of course she is. But Bean, there's glass. There's a phone and we put her on speaker, but I can't even hug my daughter.
Has she never seen any show on prison? Any?
You should rent Oz and see what you think of prison then, Dina. Let's put Dina in.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
If she wants to be with her daughter so much, let's put her inside too. And then just sharpen me up a toothbrush handle, because I'll meet her in the showers.
Stupid ass bitch.
She'll look like a colander by the time I'm done with her. See, because colanders, Kevin, those are the things you use to strain spaghetti.
I'm laughing like I knew.
Yeah, but they have a lot of holes. They have a lot of holes in them. That's what a colander is.
Got it.
When I say colander, you think strainer.
I think he thinks it's the 30th of July. Everybody knows that.
Today's celebrity birthday is Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, 63.
We have a governor, Mr. Schwarzenegger. He's from Russia, I think. We love Arnold, Mr. Terminator.
Yeah.
He is from Russia. That's
first
true.
First Russian governor of California.
Uh-huh.
Do svidaniya. Lawrence Fishburne is 49. He, of course, stars in the popular CSI Bayonne.
I don't think it's Bayonne. I'm not positive what
it is. I forget which
but
CSI he's on, but he's on one of them. Lisa Kudrow, 47. Vivica A. Fox is 46. Terry Crews celebrates his 42nd birthday. Simon Baker is 41. Christopher Nolan turns 40. Christine Taylor from Brady Bunch movies is 39. Hilary Swank is 36. Jamie Presley celebrates her 33rd birthday. And Yvonne Strahovski from Chuck. We've had her in here on the show, and she is lovely and could not be sweeter. And she smells like cotton candy on the 4th of July when you got gummy bears up your nose. That's how sweet she smells.
Okay? You work on that one.
All right. I'm going to go back and retool that. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday. Look at this. Get it on. Adam Carolla, the Ace Man, AdamCarolla.com, the number one podcast in America again this week with your live show from Comic-Con. By the way, congratulations. Go to AdamCarolla.com for all the downloads and information on his upcoming gigs, including the Tempe Improv, which is going to be next weekend. and he's going on to Denver. And he also has Adam Carolla, listen to this, Kevin, has a book in the top 10 at Amazon.com of books right now.
All right, stop it.
Yeah.
Get it on.
Get it on.
Right, yeah. But stop it.
You wrote a book?
Yeah.
You?
You can pre-order it at Amazon.com.
In 50 years, we'll all be chicks?
That's the name of it.
What's that process? I know, I mean, I think of you as a lazy guy, but I guess you're not, because you obviously work very, very hard to keep the Ace Man empire going. But
sure.
You sitting down to write a book just seems like an unbelievably daunting task that would require way too much of your time.
Well, here's how it works. I don't sit down. I stand up and pace. And then I get someone who sits down and knows how to type. And it started off as my wife, and that lasted about 8 minutes.
Because she has to listen to you all the time.
Right. And then you immediately start yelling at the person that's typing. Mm-hmm. So then I got another guy in to type while I paced and spoke and wrung my hands, by the way, like a maniacal dictator.
So here's the thing about Adam. He likes to talk.
Yeah. Right.
We know that. He likes to talk a lot. And so he talks a lot, and then he does his podcast where he talks a lot.
Right.
And now he's dictating a book by talking.
Yeah, a lot of talking.
Yeah.
I got more stuff to talk about,
you
by
do.
The way. I got thoughts.
Adam, did you write a book because America is at a crossroads and we're in danger of losing what's great about this country, and that's why you needed to step up and show us the way?
Bean, it's like I just yawned and you spilled out of my mouth. That's what happened.
Are we in a crisis right now? Are we losing the manliness of this country?
Well, it's like, put it this way. I was yelling at the guy who was typing for me yesterday. What percentage of college males know how to work jumper cables? Like, if they open the hood, they'd put one on the positive terminal and the other on their nutsack, right? And then start screaming and then yell at themselves, I'm going to sue you, right? I mean, right?
And then somebody called AAA.
And how many chicks have six-pack abs or are into MMA? You know what I mean? I feel like chicks are kind of turning into dudes and dudes are turning into chicks. It kind of started when Dr. Drew told me he called AAA. Dr. Drew went into his own garage. He didn't break down by the side of the freeway. He opened his own garage, saw that his BMW had a flat tire, and called AAA to come over and get it out of his trunk. Can you imagine that?
And you're saying just a few years ago, somebody would have just changed the damn tire.
I'm saying there was a time in this country where if a car at least broke down, a guy would say, pop the hood. They'd go around, look under the hood, he'd put a cigarette down on the air cleaner for 10 minutes,
right.
And then he'd lean his head around and yell, try it. At least he tried. You know what I mean? Like, at least we had stories.
We'd give it up.
Well, if you think about it, like, you'll hear guys tell stories where they just advertise their pussies now. Like, they'll go, like,
are pussies, you mean?
Yes. In the day, you'd tell those stories where, like, you know, guy got out of his car, I got out of my car, I said, you want some? He backed off, you know? Now it's like, I honked the horn, he got out of the car, so I panicked and rolled up the window. I called 911, it was busy, so I hit the OnStar thing. I didn't know what to do. Would a guy ever tell that story to another guy?
No.
They willfully tell those stories.
So you're saying you wrote In 50 Years We'll All Be Chicks basically because of Dr. Drew.
Yes.
That's your
he's symptomatic of the problem in America these days.
He was the pussy wind beneath my wings.
Exactly. You can pre-order the book through Amazon.com or AdamCarolla.com. We'll take you right there, too. And don't miss all of Adam's great podcasts. It is Friday. The Ace Man is here. That means the Week in Rage when we return right after this on the Kevin and Bean.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This just in.
Do you know what the connection is between Snooki and Chelsea Clinton?
No idea.
Snooki is from nearby here in Poughkeepsie, not from the Jersey Shore, as you might think.
Part of the continuing coverage of Chelsea Clinton
and
her wedding this weekend.
I've never wanted someone to be assassinated more than I want everybody involved in this story to be assassinated.
She's royalty, dude.
How are they spending a week on Chelsea
royalty.
Clinton? We didn't care about her when she was literally living in the White House.
She's royalty.
Oh, my God. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday. It's 9:26. Friday means Adam Carolla is here, and it's time for This Week in Rage.
It's time for This Week
in Rage.
Sitting down, I got some Chelsea talk to start off with.
All right, Chelsea.
You hear Chelsea Clinton's getting married, Adam?
Yeah. Well, listen, we're officially out of problems. I mean, we complain that we go on about this stuff, you know, Mel Gibson, Chelsea Clinton, whatever it is, but it means we have no problems. If we were looking for potable water and being attacked by ravens, we wouldn't worry about this, you know?
Have you ever been attacked by ravens?
I could.
Okay.
I'm just saying, if you're like, what's for dinner tonight, dung beetles? We wouldn't be talking about this, you know?
So it's a good sign, really.
Yeah, if we had burning tires around us and guys were into ethnic cleansing and somebody went, hey, man, that's my mosquito net. We wouldn't be talking about, when's that blue truck coming by to drop off the legumes? If that was the life we were living, we wouldn't be worried about Chelsea Clinton. So it's a blessing and a curse. It means we have no real problems.
Well, it is wall-to-wall coverage this week, as she is supposed to get married tomorrow. And, yeah, and if I hear the word royalty one more time, I might shoot someone.
Because you know what? She's not America's royalty.
Well, they're like ugly Camelot. Hog-a-lot.
Right.
It's like if the Kennedys were ugly, that's what the Clintons would be. It's like somebody hit the Kennedys with a stick. It's if the Kennedys got into an industrial accident, that's what it would be. All right. Vera Wang's making the dress, and I just thought, does she have to make a dress for everybody? And then I thought about her last name, Wang. Like, it's weird that the biggest dressmaker for, you know, bridal gowns has a last name named Wang. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It'd be like if the biggest tuxedo manufacturer was named Bruce Vulva. It'd be confusing.
It would be. Yeah, yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
And also, something's going on with wedding dresses. It's a trend over the last 5 years where they used to be sort of tasteful and lots of high collars and long sleeves and chiffon and all that kind of stuff. Now, they're dressed like sluts. It's lots of skin, lots of strapless stuff. Ladies, it's the one day out of your life where you should pretend not to be a whore. Really, just pretend you're not a whore for that one day.
Yeah, put on the white dress and class it up.
For wait, Christ's sake, wait. Your dad's there and your grandparents are there. Class it up one day and then let the whoring begin, by all means. Just something to hide the tramp stamp for one day in front of Nana and Grandpa, and then let the whoring begin. All right, speaking of chicks, I don't know if you guys have noticed this trend. It just dawned on me the other day. Hot Indian chicks.
Oh,
hot,
yeah.
Hot chicks from, you know, Eastern.
There's a bunch of them on some of the new NBC series that
right.
are baby. Have you seen those commercials? You're like, wow, where'd they come from?
When I grew up, Indian chicks were weird looking. There was always that one chick, and she had the ponytail that was 9 feet long, and the dot, and the one eyebrow. She's wearing something weird, and she's wearing flat sandals.
That was the Guinness Book of World Records or something.
Just saying, all no, when we were in junior high, no one went, hey, there, you know that smoking hot Indian chick? Woo,
you
man.
Know what it was? It was the chick, the awesome chick in Slumdog Millionaire. She's the one who like broke
it
wide open.
We have turned the corner, and now it is game on.
Yeah.
Give me some of that curry-scented punani. That's all I'm saying. It's on.
That's a great
and there's
band.
Millions of them.
There are. They're everywhere.
I'm going to tell my kid, forget going to Nevada. Forget Arizona. Go to India. Tons of poor, hot, horny chicks over
go
there.
Go work at a call
they're
center.
They're all skinny, and they're all golden brown. They're hot. Yeah, go work at a call center.
That's the way to go.
It's just what happened. No other race has turned the corner as fast as Indians.
That's true. Maybe we just didn't know, though.
You know what's interesting?
What?
Sad testimonial. When I grew up, American Indian chicks were hot, and the Eastern Indian ones were dogs. Something happened where they swapped places a while ago.
Interesting.
They
crossed streams or something.
American Indian now.
Something happened.
Yeah, they're looking rough. You're right.
One Indian can only be hot at a time. Something happened. All right. Last one. Number one. This whole sit-in on Wilshire, I guess Ralph was complaining about it, couldn't get home and all that kind of stuff.
Well, it was the big
protest for the Arizona SB 1070 law, and they chained themselves together and screwed up an intersection in Los Angeles, which, by the way, is not in Arizona at all.
Right. Here's the thing. First off, if you want to get people sympathetic to your cause, don't piss them off by not letting them get to their dental appointments. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Number one. Number two, as we're talking about a raven earlier, I don't know if I brought up my attack crow on this show.
You but have.
This,
great
this
idea.
This would be a perfect plan for my attack crows, because the cops never know what to do with these guys. You can't pepper spray them. They're lying on the ground.
Because everybody's videotaping.
You don't know what to do. You don't want to drag them away. They're all daisy chain. Unleash my attack crows on them. They would all just get up and scatter.
Now, how do you control your attack crows again?
You let, they ride in the same car, the canine car, right?
Right.
You know, same mobile. They're smarter than us. They're really. They're, by the way, a group of crows being Call the murder of crows.
That's the name, yeah.
You just go for the guy in the tie-dyed shirt who's lying on the pavement over there. Go sick. The guy looks like Edward James Olmos. Go after him. And all those guys, and they just come, they come down on their head, and the talons and the beaks, and all those guys just get up and run.
Yeah, can't
no tear gas, no pepper spray, no nothing. They're done.
Yeah.
My attack crows will save the day.
Let's just put them on the border.
Put them on the border. Kevin, now you're thinking.
And then let's send them to Chelsea Clinton's goddamn reception.
They go right after that hair. Well, she has a protective helmet of hair. She can't be affected by attack crows.
Let me tell you something about Adam Carolla. Man's got nothing but great ideas. Buy tickets for his upcoming live podcast and pre-order his new book, In 50 Years We'll All Be Chicks. All of that available at adamcarolla.com. Ace Man, have a great weekend.
Good time.
Thank you.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 9:41.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday. We got time for one more look at the showbiz beat with our friend Ralph Garman, who joins us now. Hey, Ralph.
Lisa almost ruined everything.
Wow, what did Lisa do? That's what he said as he ran into the bathroom as I came out of the bathroom. You almost ruined everything.
What does that mean?
The showbiz guy had to pee before he came on the air, or else there was going to be a damp seat in the house. Lisa's in there doing girl things. I don't know. She's like filing her tampons or whatever they do when they're in the bathroom.
Is that what they do?
That's what I was doing.
Who knew?
Airbrushing on her lip gloss or whatever happens.
Lisa probably has a date after the show. She just wants to freshen up before we walk out the door.
Yeah.
Half an hour later, hello.
Still have to go.
Peeing needs to be done.
I've never heard anyone go, you almost ruined everything.
Ruined everything.
Well, it's a miracle we get any work done around here with women in the building.
This is a constant chore. Before I get to the showbiz news, Adam Carolla wanted me to remind everyone that tomorrow on Spike TV, there's a Joe Schmo 1 marathon going on, so you can check that out.
Why did Adam want to remind you?
Gosh, I don't know. I had no idea.
He's not on the show at
all,
right?
But he insisted that I talk about it.
Really?
So, Joe Schmo 1, the first season of Joe Schmo, will be played in its entirety tomorrow on Spike TV. You can catch it all day long.
He must really like that show.
He must really like it.
The host is a tool. I know
Excuse me, what now happened?
The host is a tool.
I was the host of that show, actually, Kevin. Maybe that's why Adam Carolla insisted that I talk about it.
Could be.
What did he say?
He said...
Yeah, you should talk about that show you did. That was good.
That's what he said. So check it out. You can see me when I was young and hopeful.
Before Hollywood crushed your dreams?
By the way, I would take that from you a couple of months ago. Not now that you've got Sharktopus in the can.
I do have Sharktopus in the hopper.
Your career is back and you're on top.
I know, I'll tell you something. It is one of the most talked about projects in Hollywood.
It is.
It really is. You know how I feel about Jay Leno. But even Jay Leno had a little snippet of Sharktopus on his show this week.
Are you going to go on as a guest?
Is that true?
No.
Okay.
No, he's playing a piece of the trailer. It was kind of actually, believe it or not, actually kind of funny. He talked about The Bachelor. And they had a scene of this Jake in Vienna from one of their dates where they had to bungee jump off a bridge, a tandem bungee jump.
Right.
And he said, this is what I like to see in The Bachelor. You see them jump off the bridge and they cut to the scene in the trailer where Sharktopus comes out of the water and just eats the person at the end of the bungee cord.
That's very funny.
That's kind of funny.
Somebody else must have
Who
come up with
it. Who did you steal that from, Jay? That's what I was thinking as I looked at it. Well, I just wanted to say goodbye to everyone since we're all going to be dead in the year 2182. Did you hear about this?
No.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to be dead before then.
Really?
Go ahead.
Well, I don't know what your HMO plan is, but I got a good doctor. I'm sticking around.
All right.
They say there is an excellent chance that an asteroid that is over 1,800 feet across, about a third of a mile, will strike the Earth in the year 2182.
Fantastic.
Why are you applauding?
Because he loves death.
I love death.
I know, but you won't be around to appreciate
no.
it.
No.
Dude, we have the technology to do this. They fly up there, they land, they right. drill in, they put a bomb in there.
In 70 years, they could figure out a way to do something for reals like that.
Uh-huh.
But he said 2182. Like, isn't that 170 years?
Oh, I thought he said 2082. I'm sorry.
No, 2182.
Oh, okay.
That's the day. September the 24th, they're estimating.
Yeah.
I guess that's not really an estimation at all, is it? That's a specific date they're giving
we'll,
us.
We'll have a laser by then.
We'll have that totally licked by then. That's not going to be a problem.
That's what she said.
Fantastic.
There's already a movie in the works, of course, by
of
the way.
Of course.
Yeah.
With this prediction that comes from astronomers.
I saw a little piece of the 2012 the other day on the satellite.
Yeah.
I had never seen that that John Cusack.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Got made.
How's that treating you?
People walked out. People made that movie and went home that day and said, I've done good work today.
I know. It's
unbelievable how bad that movie is.
Speaking of unbelievably bad movies, just announced the cast of Vamps.
What's Vamps?
It's a horror comedy spoof, Kevin.
Of vampire movies?
About
female vampires.
Nah.
Who live in New York City, and they're socialites. They're like, it's like Sex in the City, but they're vampires.
Because they only come out at night.
And they feed on the young men that they seduce.
Mm. Right.
Starring Alicia Silverstone and Richard Lewis.
Oh,
my. Richard Lewis.
What just happened?
That's going to be awesome.
Project just guaranteed itself just disaster.
This is the thing. This is the backlash of all the True Blood and the Twilight and the Vampire Diaries.
But this is it. This is the...
You know, the wild success of vampires right now means there is a spate of...
Sure.
Vampire comedy spoofs.
Give us another one,
come ring just around the corner that we're going to have to endure.
Damon Wayans is so bummed he didn't think of that.
He is. White Chicks Who Are Vampires. Right. It's coming soon to a theater near you. Mike, the Situation Sorrentino from Jersey Shore, is apparently seriously lobbying for a shot on Dancing with the Stars.
Sure.
Troy Aikman, by the way, in a related story, was mentioned on TMZ this week that he was going to be appearing on Dancing with the Stars, like so many other NFLers. But although he confirmed it to TMZ cameras while they caught him out on the street, he tweeted after the fact that he was just kidding. That wasn't really going to happen. He had a very funny tweet. He said he wouldn't audition for Dancing with the Stars because it interfered with his American Idol audition,
okay, which
I think is a funny joke. So we'll have to wait and see. Sophia Monk. Sophie Monk is complaining about dating in Hollywood. She says it's very difficult.
Well, when you're a dog like her, how do you get anyone to even look at you?
Well, this is the weird part, she says. She says that a lot of male stars contact your publicist rather than phone you in person and ask the publicist to set up a date with you.
What? They don't ask for the number? They say set up a date?
They call her people.
Right.
And say, hi, I'm fill in the blank. I'm Studley Von Hairdo from the CW.
It's probably Studley Von Hairdo views person that's contacting her person.
No, he's saying the dudes.
They contact, do. They call.
Instead of calling her directly, they will contact her people and say, I'm interested in Sophie. I'd like to take her out on a dinner. Can you arrange that for me?
Wow.
And she says that's just weird and totally uncomfortable, and she would never go on a date if someone did that.
Weird. Okay, I agree with her, but what if these guys like her but don't know her well enough to have her phone number? How do they otherwise get in touch with her except to go through her people?
They leave their number for her.
Well, it's certainly...
It's not that difficult.
Even more impersonal than introducing yourself as a stranger would be if you go through a third party and you're a stranger.
Like, I wouldn't know how to get in touch with Sophie Monk, so I would call her people.
Boy, is she happy, by the way.
And I would call her people to try to figure out how to talk to her.
Right, but you wouldn't say, set up a dinner for us.
I want to take Sophie out. Can you please arrange that and tell her to meet me here, there, or the other place?
That's the step, I guess.
That's the creepy part.
Offends her, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll bring my own chloroform and duct tape. I'm not worried about that. I'm not asking them to do everything.
Jeez.
Hello?
All right. That's creepy.
Yeah, there is. And this is odd. John Lennon would be 70 years old come this October 9th. And so the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is putting together three different time capsules that will be filled with John's solo recordings and a bunch of memorabilia. They're going to bury one at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They're going to bury two others at locations that they say were important to John Lennon.
Okay.
And then they will be opened on October 9th, 2040.
Before the asteroid, though, right?
Yeah, before the asteroid. In 30 years, they're going to have ceremonies and open up those time capsules.
Well, that's stupid.
That is very stupid. Because you know what's in them already. You're putting them in the ground. They say, ooh, we're going to dig this up.
Wonder what
previous civilizations put inside this capsule. Bill, you did it 30 years ago. Remember? It was like a beetle wig, and you had a copy of Double Fantasy, and what? So, yeah. It's a waste of time.
Thanks for bringing it up.
I'm just saying, they're making a big deal out of it at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's dumb.
And I don't like it. Chris Klein said he could not be happier with his newfound sobriety. I wonder if he went into rehab after he saw his audition for Mamma Mia. Maybe that's what drove him to finally clean up. He got into rehab at the Cirque Lodge. Very ritzy rehab. And he said he's doing fantastic. He's optimistic about the future. And thanks everyone for their continued support. Apparently, he had his second DUI last month, and so he's decided that it's time, perhaps, to put down the bottle.
What's enough?
Kevin.
Just because you're sober doesn't mean you're a good actor, though, Chris.
Oh, why you got to come at a man like that?
Wow.
And if you've seen photos of Drew Carey lately, you know he has dropped 70 pounds. The Price is Right host told Us Weekly that what motivated him to get thin was his 5-year-old future stepson. And they just got basically sick of being fat. Listen, Drew, we like our funny men fat.
We actually
don't care
do.
About you. He looks very strange with all that weight gone. He says he
the
did it
the price is wrong, bitch.
He did it the old-fashioned way of hitting the gym, cutting out the donuts. And he said he's very happy to announce he no longer suffers from diabetes, which he was dealing with when he was severely overweight.
Well, that's a big deal.
It is a big deal. Still, I don't like it.
He
looks older and sickly.
You want him to have diabetes and be fat?
Yes.
Okay.
That's
will it
funny.
Be more entertaining for us? Then yes.
I want to see him play Kerplinko with a nice big round face.
We all want that, Ralph.
Today's celebrity birthdays: Arnold Schwarzenegger, 63 years
old.
This
is hot. It is hot in every which way you can think of. It is hot.
Lawrence Fishburne's 49. Lisa Kudrow is 47. Vivica A. Fox turns 46. Terry Crews is 42 years old today. Simon Baker of The Mentalist is 41. Christopher Nolan, super director, is 40 years old. Hilary Swank is 36. Jamie Presley is 33. And Yvonne Strahovski celebrates her 28th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Monday morning, an all-new program. We have Kyle Chandler from some imaginary show called Friday Night Lights.
How about that? Coach Taylor, Lisa.
Yes.
Even exist. Coach Taylor.
Love him.
Oddly enough, we
can't
also
wait.
Have...
Can we ask him what he's been doing since he did Early Edition on CBS a couple years ago?
He's been on the best show on TV for the last 5 years.
He's
that's
in
what
Mad
he's
Men?
We also have TMZ, as usual, on Monday. And we have some Kevin and B. Dodger Day tickets. So we will see you on Monday for that.
I think we're talking to our listener Monday who's headed to jail. He wants some help, some tips on how to prepare for that, too. That should be a lot of fun.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Duct tape.
Pass it over to me.
Chloroform.
How's Taco Bell gonna make money off of that?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
About 9/11, but I don't know.
Just like the other one.
See, what's up with the world today, man? Can you believe
this? This one seems to be about
I respect wood. I review
and I need another year.
Hello. This weekend is a time to get together with family and friends, kick back, and enjoy a little time off. And I hope that's exactly what all of you do.
Hey, why the president got to be black?
Roll.
Drew, and I am a registered sex offender.
Just like the other one.
Now, what I'm talking about, sucker.
This one seems to be about to end.
Be still my beating balls.
I don't have another sin.
I gotta read it again because my mind is just a pizza this morning.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Let's pass it around.
Isn't there some way you guys can leave? Can't you go now?
This cannot end well.
By authority of the Federal Communications Commission and the grace of a kindly providence, which gave me the power of not having to listen to people, I am now going off the air.
Now, let's get this over with!
I just sure will appreciate this. I need it more than anything. And, that's about it.